KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Redding. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Back to school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Part of Louisiana always has such beautiful architecture, so you want to get it right.
Hey, Leslie?
Yeah?
How about some tiling advice for David in Anchorage, Alaska? You're the tiling aficionado.
You're making me this expert on everything. Oh. You know, I just want to talk to this guy about the Northern Lights.
Or would it be aficionada?
I'm going to go with O.
Head down to Anchorage, Alaska. We've got David on the line who's looking to do a tile project. What's going on, David?
Up here, we use a lot of textured walls rather than smooth drywall. Sprayed on with a texture gun, and then it's knocked down. Well, I wanted to put some tile on a bathroom wall, and I'm wondering what kind of prep work do I need to do to this textured wall? It's not a heavy texture. It's a knockdown.
Okay, so it's more like an orange peel. Now, orange yes. peel is kind of a thing that's really adhered well. So if yours is stuck pretty well, what I would do is thinking you could leave it or you could sand it to rough it up a bit, and that's going to help you get better adhesion from the tile adhesive. But as long as you can place that tile once you've got the adhesive or the mastic in place and that tile lays flat, that's your goal there. So, you know, you can sand the surface a little bit. You want to get rid of any dirt or grease or gloss that's on the wall right now because you want to be able to glue that tile on and basically go right on top of that texture.
Okay, well, I've seen, YouTube videos on scoring at first with a knife and things like that, and I'm just wondering how important that is.
Yeah, scoring, sanding, I mean, it's kind of the same effect. And the interesting thing here is because you're going to tile over, whatever you're doing to prep that wall, you can't make it look too rough. You kind of can't overdo the roughness. So I would sand it, make sure you've got some good glue for it to stick to, score it with a knife if you want. That's kind of the same idea. But if you have like a really rough sandpaper, like a 60 grit or something, and you just even hand sanded those raised spots, as long as you feel like you've got a clean, flatter surface for the glue to adhere to, and you're going to be able to tell, you should be good to go.
A random orbit sander and just run over it with a 60 grit would be sufficient?
You know, if it's a small area, you really could just do it by hand. But certainly if you want to use an orbital sander, that's fine. I mean, it's a wall. Make sure you use breathing protection. Make sure you're wearing a mask. But that dust is going to get everywhere, all right?
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with your project, Dave. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Well, there is nothing cozier than sitting by the fire on a chilly fall night. But before you strike that match, we want to make sure that your fireplace is up to the task. We're going to walk you through a quick fireplace safety checklist that you should be tackling before you light that first fire. We've got that coming up next. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. So changing the clocks, got to do that, you guys. That's the easy part. But it's also the perfect reminder to check two of the most important safety devices in your home, your smoke alarm and the carbon monoxide detector. So replace the batteries and all of the detectors, even if you think they are still good. Just replace them. If the units are more than 10 years old, and this is how I know, because when I bought them, I wrote the date on the backside before I stuck it up to the wall, and that will tell you how old it is.
Good thinking.
Hot tip, you guys. They really don't last much longer than 10 years. Plus, there's always been advancements every year in the detection, how they work, battery life, etc. So just get a new one if it's time. So you do that. It's a small task. It can literally save your life. And a bonus tip here, if you have a hardwired detector, test each one using the button. Vacuum out the dust around the vents. Keep them working efficiently because these are some things that you want to work when you need them. All right, Jim, let's get back to the callers. Who's up?
All right, now, Leslie, we need your expertise here on grout cleaning so things don't look so yucky for Nicole. Nicole, what's going on there?
I have had trouble trying to get my grout in my bathroom to look white again, and I've tried a bunch of different cleaners. I heard that lemon juice and water can work well. Can you suggest anything that would make the grout on my bathroom tiles look brighter and much less dingy?
I love that grout cleaning is my area of expertise, Jim. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really do enjoy that chore very, very much. Grout cleaning is probably like the most, not the most labor intensive, but you know, it's like toothbrush and on your hands and knees on the floor.
Tedious, yeah.
Tedious. It's a pain in the butt, but it is very effective when you do get down to that project. So, you know, if you're trying to keep things with natural cleaners like lemon juice, super dingy grout is just not going to get clean with that kind of natural approach. This is a situation where you need to use a professional grout cleaner or an even tougher product, which could be a grout stripper. And that's probably the best material out there because that really strips into that dinginess of the grout and kind of removes those upper layers where all of that like yuck has settled in. And then it pulls it out. I mean, recently I needed to regrout a shower and I found that it had also gotten quite dingy. And, you know, no matter how hard sometimes you clean something, you're just not going to get it as white as it was. So you can use a grout saw, which basically looks like a very small kind of file, and you kind of dig away at the grout in between the tiles. It doesn't damage the tiles, and you kind of scrape out most of the grout. And then you can regrout it, and once again, you're going to have that beautiful, bright look. I mean, you're never going to get it quite as bright as the day it was put in, so here's a great chance for you to really redo that. There's all kinds of things, you know, again, once you get it to the look that you want, the grout, whether it's through cleaning or regrouting, you can get a grout sealer. And that's an additional product that you put on top of the grout once it's cured. And that's definitely a great way to make sure that that finished product, that finished look will kind of last as long as you want it to. So there's a lot of different approaches. I mean, if you put the sealer on, I'm not saying you don't ever have to clean the grout because you will have to clean the grout. But no one wants like a dingy looking grout. The other thing is if you just don't ever want to deal with cleaning the grout, choose a darker color grout. I don't know if that's like cheating.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, it's eventually going to look kind of yucky. So why not go with a cool gray or like a black? You know, think of it like a pre-washed jean or like something that has more of like an effect on it. But, you know, it kind of, you know, two birds, one stone, cool looking grout you don't have to clean. Still seal it. Just some ideas, Nicole.
And there you have it.
Well, as the temperatures drop and the cozy vibes kick in, lighting a fire is one of the best ways to warm up your home. But before you strike that match, it's critical to make sure that your fireplace is ready to go. So first, you want to start with the chimney. Now, if you haven't used the fireplace in a while or it's been over a year, it is time for a professional chimney sweep. Over time, creosote will build up inside of the chimney, and this is a highly flammable substance that's the number one cause of chimney fires, and it's just a byproduct of burning wood. If you're burning wood that's not properly seasoned or dried, sometimes you get more buildup of creosote. Those instant fire logs tend to give a creosote lining. So definitely just be careful and have the chimney cleaned. A certified sweep can remove all of that buildup and check for any obstructions like bird nests or debris. And trust me, birds like to get in there. Now, next, you want to inspect that damper. And the damper is that metal flap inside your chimney that you open before you start the fire. It allows the smoke to escape. If it's stuck closed, smoke will back up into your house. Not great for you, your walls, your lungs, your furniture. Open it, close it, make sure it moves freely and creates a nice tight seal when you're not using it. Now, don't forget about the firewood. You only want to use seasoned hardwoods like oak, ash, or maple. They will burn hotter and burn cleaner. That wet wood or that green wood can lead to more creosote buildup and a smoky fire. And never burn treated wood, painted wood, or anything from the trash because they can release toxic fumes. Now, your fireplace screen and spark guards, they are must-haves. You want a sturdy screen or even tempered glass doors to keep those embers from flying out and starting fires on nearby furniture, rugs, even decorations. And finally, test those smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. First line of defense, guys, if something goes wrong, so make sure you've got one near the room where the fireplace is, that the batteries are fresh. If you have a gas fireplace, a carbon monoxide detector is a must. So before you curl up with that cup of cocoa and your favorite throw blankie, give your fireplace a little attention. It will keep you warmer, safer, and ready for all those cozy nights to come. All right, well, now that you're all cozied up and you probably have your phone in your hand scrolling, give us a call. Jim, who's next?
Ah, Mark is out in arid Nevada. Not the city of, just the condition, usually.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah, it is. Which means it's not hot at all. Right. Okay, Mark, what's going on at your money pit?
I've got radiant heat in my house here. And
radiant heat, of course.
Down in the basement, the basement is completely finished and everything. The rock on the ceiling is falling.
Wait, why is it falling? I mean, was it water damaged or something, or was it not attached well? What's going on?
I don't think it's attached well. I can't find, none of the seams are taped.
Well, that's odd. So you got two options here. I mean, if you can identify, and you certainly should be able to identify where those ceiling joists are above that, then you should just be able to resecure everything. I wouldn't use nails. Definitely drywall screws because they're not going to back out like a nail would. And then you tape and spackle those joints. And that's really the best way to do it. If you don't want to deal with all of that, or you don't like the idea that the ceiling is covered up because you're blocking access to the mechanicals, wiring, plumbing, you could take all of it down and install a drop ceiling. And drop ceilings today are actually kind of attractive. I mean, drop ceilings used to just be much of like a schoolhouse or an old-timey basement of the 70s, but they're really lovely today. And the tiles themselves can look like a whole host of styles. Plus, you then have access to everything above the ceiling. And that could be, you know, a way to approach that as well, Mark.
Yeah, there's no nailing or anything.
Well, does the ceiling have heat in it? I mean, the ceiling that's loose and hanging down, do you know for a fact that you have radiant heat going through that ceiling?
Okay. The deal I was worried about was running screws down the joists where the sheets come together. I'm not sure if where the wires are, you know what I mean?
All right. So then it is an issue, and you should be concerned about that. So I think at this point, I wouldn't resecure it because there is a risk that you could pierce it, and that would be bad. I think you're probably going to end up having to take it down, maybe replace the heating as well at the same time. I don't think it's a situation where you can preserve what's going on.
There's radiant heat going through the ceiling.
Is the heat in the basement necessary? Because another thing that you could do is if you disconnect that section of the heat, you could use an electric radiant baseboard unit instead. I mean, it's common in a lot of basements, you know, especially where you are, that don't have to be heated year-round, maybe just when you get some exceptionally cold weather. And even though electric radiant heat is expensive to operate because, you know, you're paying for the electric charges, you wouldn't have to have those radiators on all at the same time.
Right. Actually, it's in a small room. The basement is sectioned in two rooms, and it's just a small room like an office would be, you know, and I actually don't have the heat on in there.
Well, then maybe that's the answer. Maybe you just disconnect that heat, the radiant heat that's in the ceiling, take it down, and start again.
Yeah, because there's thermostats in every room, controlling every room individually.
That's interesting. How old is your house, Mark?
It was built in 94.
Wow, so you've had that radiant heat since 94.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we really don't see a lot of radiant heat much older than that. So I think it's done its purpose, and it's time for something else. All right, good luck with that project, Mark.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for spending your weekend with us. Well, your refrigerator is about to earn its keep with all of those upcoming holiday meals and the leftovers. But is it ready? Coming up, we're going to share some simple fridge maintenance steps that you can do today to keep things running cool all season long. So stick around.
Are you responsible for taking care of your parents? You love them and you'd do anything for them. Well, what happens when one of them gets hurt on the job and can't go back to work? The money stops, but the bills in life, they don't. Your parents are entitled to Social Security disability benefits, but doing the paperwork, that's complicated. It's a full-time job. The smart thing to do is call this special toll-free number. They'll work directly with the Social Security Administration, do all the paperwork, and make sure your parents get their disability checks faster than you can ever do it on your own. Guaranteed. If one of your parents got injured on the job and can't work, they're entitled to receive the money they need until they can get back on their feet. It's free to learn more, so call right now.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax? I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-492-7014. 800-492-7014. 800-492-7014. That's 800-492-7014.
Talking heads are preaching that you're entitled to your Social Security. But are you?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Two Supreme Court decisions have said Congress can cancel Social Security tomorrow, and you can get nothing. You may want to believe the Social Security myth, but you're not entitled to it.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is the Money Pit. Well, now that the daylight is fading earlier, especially with the clock set back, your exterior lighting becomes more important for both safety and curb appeal. So you want to walk around the property at dusk, check those motion lights, the pathway lighting, and the porch bulbs, replace any burnt out light bulbs with energy saving LEDs. You can add timers or dusk to dawn sensors so that lights are working even when you forget. And if you're planning holiday decorations, this is the perfect time to get ahead of those tangled lights and check for damage before the season begins. Maybe there's even a preseason sale to replace some of that stuff. All right, let's see who's up next. Jim, who you got?
Leslie, John in Florida is on the line, and he's dealing with some issues with some siding. What's going on, John? Can you tell us what's happening?
Just was going to remodel the interior of my house. I had a bunch of wallpaper and, like, the stuff on the ceiling, the little bubbles, and I just wanted to get rid of it all.
Are you talking about a textured ceiling, John?
Yeah, textured ceiling. So I figured the easiest way, because I wanted to do the wiring anyway, because it was aluminum wiring, that just take out the drywall and start from scratch. So all the studs are there, but I just took everything else out throughout the whole house. And a friend of mine said, geez, you should cocoon the house with the spray foam insulation. And I said, geez, the house won't breathe or anything. Is that okay? And he goes, I think so. I was just curious of what you guys thought of the spray foam and doing the whole thing.
Tom had spray foam insulation in his home, and he really loved it. He always thought that made such an improvement with the efficiency of his home's heating. And, you know, it really, really was helpful. And it's funny because once he put in the spray insulation, he would always get these letters from the utility company being like, wow, your house is way more energy efficient than the house next door. And he was like, all I did was blow in the insulation. So spray foam is definitely a great way to achieve excellent energy efficiency in your home. And the nice thing about a spray foam insulation is that it expands as it's applied. So it's going to go into all of those nooks and crannies. In terms of breathability, you would have to have an exceptionally tight house to have really any breathability issues. And if you did, you could use an air-to-air heat exchanger, which is the device that works with the HVAC system. And it basically pulls fresh air in from outside, cools it or heats it depending on the season, and then circulates it into the home. But with an existing house, it's probably going to be super unusual for you to need that.
Right. So they were talking about spraying, so they would spray the walls and then just go right up into the wrap. And then they said you have to have your HVAC has to have a vent inside that conditioned space upstairs. So you think that's a good idea then?
A really super energy efficient home that's built that way from scratch, maybe you'd have to do something like that. But I don't think it's going to be an issue for an existing home like yours.
Inside the ductwork up in the attic, they said you need to have at least one vent in there because it's going to condition that whole space above your
head.
Oh,
like a ridge vent or a soffit vent?
No, just inside the ductwork.
All right. I hear what you're saying, I think. I don't know why they're telling you you need that. It really doesn't make sense to me because you would essentially be encapsulating the attic space in the walls. And what I find is that in the attic, you want it usually to be the same temperature as the rest of the house with this spray foam insulation, no matter what time of year it is. So it never gets super cold in the winter. It doesn't get super hot in the summer. It kind of just stays neutral most of the time. So I'm not really sure why they're suggesting that you open an HVAC duct up there.
I think they were talking about airflow up there to move air a little bit because I'm down in Florida. I'm four, maybe, you know, half a mile from the Gulf.
You're right. You know, maybe it is a local thing. I mean, I'm an East Coast gal, like Northeast. You're a Gulf Coast guy. So maybe it is something more about the area that you're in. I mean, generally speaking, the show loves spray foam insulation. It works. It works well. It's always a good idea. And in your case, you've got all the drywall off, so this really is the best opportunity to do so. And, I mean, between the popcorn ceiling and the aluminum wiring, you really hit the jackpot with this one.
And all the old wallpaper.
Yes, and the wallpaper, too. You're right, John. Good luck with that project.
Yeah, that makes me feel a lot better knowing that you think it's a good idea. Thank you so much.
Well, as we head into the season of big meals and overflowing leftovers, your refrigerator is about to be under a lot of pressure. A little preventative maintenance now can keep it running efficiently, save you some energy, and help avoid those holiday dinner disasters. So start with the seals here. It's the rubber gasket around your fridge and your freezer door. That's going to be your first line of defense against wasted energy. Now, if they're dirty or if they're cracked, cold air leaks out. That's going to make your fridge work harder and your energy bills are going to go up. So clean those seals with a little warm water and dish soap and check the seal by closing the door on a dollar bill. If that dollar bill slips out easily, it's time to replace that gasket. You can look by the model number and you'll find an exact replacement for it. It's an easy fix. Now, next, look at the coils. Those dusty coils at the back or the bottom of your fridge can be a hidden energy hog because when that dirt and dust collect, they then insulate those coils and force that compressor to work overtime. So unplug the fridge, pull it away from the wall, use a coil brush or your vacuum hose attachment to just gently clean all that gunk off, and check the temperature. Now, your refrigerator should be set between 37 and 40 degrees Fahrenheit. The freezer at zero. Too cold, you're wasting energy. Too warm, and you risk spoiling the food. If your fridge doesn't have a built-in digital readout, use an appliance thermometer just to kind of confirm the accuracy. And go ahead and clean the inside properly. Toss any expired condiments, wipe down the shelves with a mix of vinegar and water, and don't forget those produce bins. They're often the dirtiest part of the fridge. You can line them with paper towels or washable mats just to make future cleanups easier. And bonus tip, don't overpack that fridge. That air kind of needs to circulate to keep the food evenly cold. And if you overstuff that fridge, it's going to make the appliance work harder, and that can lead to warm spots, which isn't ideal when you've got a turkey and three pies waiting. Right, guys? You got a lot to do, so don't risk things going bad. This is a quick tune-up that can extend your fridge's lifespan, lower your bills, and make sure that your Thanksgiving ingredients stay fresh and safe, because nobody wants spoiled stuffing. We're still mad at my sister for getting everybody sick from the stuffing she made with lamb that year. And that was, oh my God, like 35 years ago. We still talk about it. Sorry, Steph. We do. This is the Money Pit. Thank you so much for joining us this hour. Coming up, before winter wraps your home up in a snowy blanket, now is the time to give your home's exterior a deep clean. And with our favorite outside cleaning tool, a power washer. Mm-hmm. We're going to help you remove the grime and the mildew to make your home safer and more sparkly for the holiday season. So stick around. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings
MoneyPit.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, when you set your clocks back, which you should be doing, also take a few minutes to walk through the house and do a quick cold weather prep check. And you don't have to do this at 2 a.m. when the clock's set back. You could do it the next day or the evening before. Mm-hmm. Totally up to you. So here's some things you want to do for the winter season. Reverse that ceiling fan direction to push the warm air down. Inspect the weather stripping on doors and windows. And wash and store summer linens or swap in that warmer bedding because it's time for cozy flannel sheets. And it's also a great time to clean or replace that HVAC filter so that your heating system will run efficiently just as those colder temps hit. Love a quick checklist of things to do. Well, you might think power washing is a spring job, but I'm here to tell you fall is actually the perfect time to tackle it. Dirt, mildew, mold, and fallen leaves can build up in your home's exterior, on the deck, the patio, and the walkways all season long. And if you let them sit through winter, they can stain or cause slippery, unsafe surfaces. Plus, let's be real, the holidays are coming and you want your place to look its best, especially if you're hanging lights and welcoming guests. A freshly power washed walkway or front porch makes a huge visual difference. Now, if you don't own a pressure washer, no problem. You can rent one at your local home center. You just want to make sure you choose the right spray tip for the surface that you're cleaning. And for general use, a 25 degree nozzle is a good all-purpose option. And definitely test an area first to make sure you're not using too much pressure, especially on wood or older painted surfaces. Now, if you've got some touch-up painting planned, that's another hard one, touch-up painting planned, before the winter hits, power washing is also kind of the best prep step. No, keep laughing at me. Keep laughing, Jimmy.
I think it's cute. Proceed, Miss Segretti.
When I write things for you, I'm going to literally write you the hardest things to say.
Flipping everything around.
Mark my words, Money Pit listeners.
Thanks,
next
Leslie.
Week, Jimmy's going to be tongue-tied. All right, but with your pressure washer, a 25-degree nozzle, it's great. It's all-purpose. Definitely, though, test the areas. You want to make sure you don't mess things up if it's older wood or painted surfaces. If you were planning on touching up those painted surfaces, see, I did it again, power washing is the best prep step. A clean surface will hold that paint better and avoid bubbling and peeling later on. And one thing I always recommend is skipping the ladder. It is not worth the risk of a slippery surface. You know, if you got to clean the second story siding or the windows, you can get an extension wand or even just a house washing kit that attaches to the garden hose, and that should do the trick. And don't forget to winterize the equipment when you're done. Drain the hose and pump completely so that you avoid freezing damage. And if it's gas powered, either run the fuel out or add stabilizer so it's good to go come springtime. So if you've got a couple of hours and some galoshes and you want a quick win this weekend, grab that power washer and give your home a little fall facelift. You'll be glad you did when those holiday decorations go up. Everything looks better on a clean surface, right?
Yipper.
All right. Let's get back to the phones. Who's up?
Heading out to Minnesota, Leslie. We've got Stacy. Stacy, what's going on at your Money Pit?
I have a question about using some mortar to fill in the spaces between the brick on our fireplace. We purchased a 1968 Rambler that needs a lot of work, and we're thinking if we fill in the space between the bricks on the fireplace and then paint it with a lime wash.
All right, Stacy, so I'm a little confused because it sounds to me like maybe you're trying to fill in that mortar so you have a smooth surface and not really repoint the bricks. And when I say repoint, I'm talking about the grout, really, between the bricks. So do you still want to see the brick face and have that smooth line between that's at the same level? I mean, I think that might be kind of weird if you have, like, a brick face texture and then sort of like a smooth grid going around it. But if you're talking about a lime wash, which is kind of like a pickling finish, that really only works on wood because a lime wash is going to sit on a wood grain and goes into the wood grain and then reacts with the grain itself and causes it to have the sort of white chalky finish in the graining, and then the smooth parts of the wood just kind of take on a milky wash. I don't think you're going to get the same effect on brick because it's not going to absorb into the brick in the same way. It's just going to kind of get stuck in a lot of places, and you might get a lot of, you know, differences in looks between where the filling is, the mortar, the brick, et cetera. You know, I think if you're trying to go for a smooth finish that's something completely different from the brick, you know, you can think about the idea of tiling or, you know, a stone fascia to go over the brick just to give you a completely different look. But I think this sort of effect that you're envisioning here, maybe I'm not picturing it right, but I think the way I'm visualizing it seems a little bit odd. You know, you could do stucco also. That's another option, but that's just a different texture. And that goes on top of the brick forever, and it would be a real pain in the butt to ever take off. The faux stone really does look beautiful, and you can find things sort of in, like, maybe something that's very linear, like a ledge stone, or something more natural, like a river rock or something. And you can get them in those sort of white finishes that I think is what you have in mind. So let's do a little bit more exploring, Stacy. And if you want to come back to us with some more ideas, I'm very, very happy to help you out.
If you're craving a quick design refresh this fall, wallpaper might be your new best friend. Coming up in Leslie's Last Word, Leslie will share easy ways to make a big statement with just a little paper. From bold murals to style accents that totally transform a space. Up next on The Money Pit.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Gutters and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. After Afghanistan, Army veteran Aaron felt lost in civilian life. Through Pets for Patriots, he adopted two rescue cats whose daily feeding and playtime brought routine and purpose back to his days. The companionship eased his anxiety and lifted his motivation to reconnect socially. They don't judge. They just show up, Aaron says. And that's sometimes all a veteran needs to start living again. For more inspirational stories and conversations, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Making good homes better, this is Jim's favorite part of The Money Pit. And I'm Leslie Segretti.
It is.
Jim, let's answer some emails. What do you got?
Bill wrote in. He's from Hagerstown, Maryland. He's saying, I just had a new concrete driveway put in, and I want to know if I should apply a sealer to it, and if so, what kind?
Well, definitely regularly sealing your concrete surface is an excellent method for safeguarding the longevity there. Not only does it aid in the prevention of cracks, but it also maintains its initial appearance, and it shields it from staining and any other damage that can be caused by the weather. So I would say an acrylic sealer is going to be the best. It gives you good performance at a cost-effective price. They're also frequently combined with epoxies or polyurethanes or silicone to enhance that performance, enhance their durability and the water resistance. It's really important, though, that when you choose your sealer, you make sure it's vapor permeable. Make sure it says it on the can. This way, that vapor will evaporate. That water kind of comes out so it doesn't freeze when it expands. All right, good luck with that.
Well, wallpaper is definitely having its moment, but that doesn't mean it has to take over your entire house. In today's Leslie's Last Word, Leslie is sharing how to use wallpaper sparingly, creatively, and totally stylishly. Whether you go with peel-and-stick murals or luxe prints in unexpected places, she's got the tips to help you refresh your home without a major reno. Leslie?
Yeah, you know I love wallpaper, and it is having a serious design moment right now, but that doesn't mean you have to kind of wrap every inch of your house in bold prints or florals, though I would highly recommend it. I do love wallpaper, and I do love patterns. However, my best advice here, guys, choose the highest quality wallpaper that you can afford, and then use it like an accent, not a blanket. This way you get that wow factor without the visual overload or totally blowing your budget. And here's where wallpaper really shines. Small, stylish spaces, like a powder room or an entryway, these are perfect spots to make a bold statement. Maybe it's a focal wall in your living room or your bedroom that can create drama and depth without totally taking over the space. And inside decorative molding. So, you know those classic square or rectangular trims in a dining room? Well, you can fill that void with wallpaper and suddenly it's architectural art. Or under or above a chair rail, you can add that wallpaper to whichever half of the wall you like to bring texture, contrast, or even a playful print to a more traditional space. And don't sleep on wall murals. Yeah, they've come a long way since the beach scenes of the 70s. Today's murals are often removable, renter-friendly, and seriously cool. So think about like a misty forest photo wall for a basement or den, or a graffiti-style mural in a teen's room, or you want to lead into your favorite sports team? Then why not get a great oversized vintage stadium shot or like a player silhouette? Perfect for a man cave or a home gym, or bring those summer vibes year-round with a sunset ocean scene in the guest room or your workspace. And the best part, when you're ready for a new look, you kind of peel and swap. It's instant impact with zero commitment. So whether you go bold, botanical, beachy, or abstract, wallpaper is a great way to refresh those walls and your mood this fall. And I am here for it, you guys. Well, that wraps up this hour of the Money Pit. We kick things off with a fireplace safety check because before you light that cozy fire, you want to make sure everything's in tip-top shape. Then we went back to the kitchen to talk fridge maintenance, especially before it's packed with holiday leftovers. And finally, we took the power outside with a segment on power washing. If you missed anything or you want some more step-by-step tips, head over to MoneyPit.com where we've got tons of guides and videos to help you tackle all of your fall projects. And don't forget to follow us on social for more seasonal ideas and inspiration. I'm Leslie Segretti. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next time.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone. Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more.
and we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The Justice Department has issued a flurry of subpoenas related to the government's inquiry into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Correspondent Ken Lormond has the story.
The grand jury subpoenas issued out of the Southern District of Florida seek documents related to the preparation of the Obama administration's intelligence community assessment. Some of the current, future, or intended subpoena recipients are reportedly former CIA Director John Brennan, as well as Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, two FBI employees who were involved in the Russia investigation. Ken Lorman reporting.
Jewish organizations are speaking out as self-identified Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani prepares to take the reins of America's most populous city.
On January 1st, I will be sworn in as the mayor of New York City.
Within hours of Zoran Mamdani's election as New York's first Muslim mayor, there were swift and harsh reactions from his Jewish critics. Notably, the Anti-Defamation League, which combats anti-Semitism, launched an initiative to track policies and personnel appointments of the incoming administration. The ADL said its goal was to protect Jewish residents during what it called a period of unprecedented anti-Semitism in New York City.
Flight cancellations are surpassing Friday's totals as the FAA reduces air traffic at dozens of airports. According to FlightAware, more than 1,200 flights had been canceled as of late today. Tacked on to that, more than 5,000 delays. The airports being impacted the most include Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson, Charlotte Douglas, Newark, Liberty JFK, and Chicago O'Hare. The FAA has reduced traffic by 4% this weekend, and that's expected to grow to 6% by Tuesday. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
The National Toy Hall of Fame games three new famous selections. More from correspondent Ben Thomas.
Trivial Pursuit. It's more than a game. It's a national obsession.
Trivial Pursuit was created by a pair of Canadian journalists in 1979 and has been going through iterations ever since.
The Trivial Pursuit 90s edition.
And this one started as a pencil and paper game in the 1930s. But it was Milton Bradley's 1967 plastic edition with fold-up stations and model ships that made it a hit.
Battleship from Milton Bradley.
And then there's Slime. Gooey, sticky, and often homemade. All three now in the National Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York. I'm Ben Thomas.
You'll find more news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting. The FBI runs a major criminal justice center in Clarksburg, West Virginia, and Governor Patrick Marcy says he'd welcome more agencies the Trump administration may want to move there.
We would welcome any of the Trump administration
initiatives to move people, these agencies, out to the heartlands. And certainly we already have thousands of FBI employees out in Clarksburg.
Morrissey made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Economist Steve Moore says he believes in a safety net for the needy, but says too many Americans are abusing assistance programs.
What's wrong with our country? We're the richest country in the world, and we have 42 million people who need the government to put food on their table. And I was looking at data on the blue states versus the red states. Which states do you think that the food stamps are exploding in? The blue states.
He says the blue states are not enforcing work requirements. You'll find more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales events, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment, plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
If your roof starts to leak, all your floors really squeaky, live in a mud pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place is like a dump, live in a money pit. Money pit. Pick up the telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and joining me is Jim Kenzie, the best partner to help us forge forward with the Money Pit, even when life throws a curve. How you doing, Jimmy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Leslie?
I'm good, thanks. Getting everything ready. I'm hosting Thanksgiving this year, so just trying to get everything in tip-top shape, thinking about the menu. What about you?
Well, that's what you have in store for the fam. What do you have in store for this hour of the show?
Oh, ooh, so much to tackle.
Do you like that sidestep?
I do. You're like, focus, girl. Get to the subject matter. Because as we've all learned, Leslie goes on tangents.
It's okay. It's like playing traffic cop. I like it.
I just don't give me a speeding ticket. I really can't have another one. Please don't. All right, guys. Well, coming up this hour, you know, there is nothing cozier than a crackling fire on a chilly fall night. But before you strike that match, You want to make sure that your fireplace is up to the task. So coming up, we're going to walk you through a quick fireplace safety check that you should tackle before you light that first log. From creosote to carbon monoxide detectors, we've got the must-know tips to keep your fire warm and safe all season long. And your refrigerator, guys, is about to earn its keep with all of those upcoming holiday leftovers. But is it ready? We're going to share the simple fridge maintenance steps that you can do today to keep things running cool, clean, and energy efficient all season long. And before winter wraps your home up in a snowy blanket, it's a great time to give your exterior of the home a deep cleaning. We're going to talk about the power of power washing, from removing grime and mildew to making your walkways safer and your house sparkle for the holidays. We'll share why this quick weekend project is the ultimate pre-winter refresh. But first, we want to know what you want to know. We're here to help you build confidence to tackle those projects that you want to conquer. So give us a call now at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, who's up first?
Leslie, let's head to Louisiana and talk to Marla. She's on the line and has a question about her porch. Marla, fill us in.
I have an old house built in 1910. It has about 22 columns on the porches, two-story. And my question is, if I want to take in part of my porch downstairs and screen it in, or just take it in and make a sunroom, how can I do that with those huge columns in the way? Because they are not a perfect shape, and they're round, and they have the big Corinthian beautiful caps on top. So how would I do that? Would I have to take the columns off and just box in the porch?
I mean, first of all, Marla, this sounds absolutely gorgeous. Like, what a beautiful period style home you have. And those columns, not only are they beautiful, I mean, they're doing a pretty important job of holding up a good portion of your roof, I would imagine. So if you think about kind of boxing them in, that's going to change the architectural style of the home. If you want to disassemble and move them, then you have to support what's behind it, and then you'd have to square them off again. It's going to change the architectural perception of this beautiful home. So a couple of things. I mean, if you want to do a big, big project here, you can talk with an architect, maybe think about redesigning the front of the house, get it closer to kind of what you have in mind. Truly, the style of your home isn't really leaning towards modification, and it would be kind of odd to have a screened-in porch sort of shoved in a space that's covered by all those columns. These columns are what makes your home unique, so I think you trying to piece together this screened-in porch with the style of home you have is just not going to sort of read correctly, and it will end up looking like a mishmash of styles. Definitely consult with an architect. Generally, you can have those sort of first consulting meetings, a rough sketch sort of at like one price point before you head into working drawings, etc. So it might be worth it to sort of meet with an architect, get an idea of what can be done. What does that look like? And if you're on board with that, then the next step would be to have that architect draw up working drawings, take that to different contractors for bid, and just see if it's worth it in the long run changing your home that much to create the screen and porch. But I think kind of working with what you already have and adding that in is not going to be the answer.
Oh, come on, Leslie. You're not going to entrust Corinthian pillar supports to the average handyman? Come on.
No, Jim. You know what this house looks like. This is like an estate. This is like in a historical home. This part of Louisiana always has such beautiful architecture, so you want to get it right.
Hey, Leslie?
Yeah?
How about some tiling advice for David in Anchorage, Alaska? You're the tiling aficionado.
You're making me this expert on everything. I mean, I just want to talk to this guy about the Northern Lights.
Or would it be aficionada?
I'm going to go with O.
Head down to Anchorage, Alaska. We've got David on the line who's looking to do a tile project. What's going on, David?
Up here, we use a lot of textured walls rather than smooth drywall. Sprayed on with a texture gun, and then it's knocked down. Well, I wanted to put some tile on a bathroom wall, and I'm wondering what kind of prep work do I need to do to this textured wall? It's not a heavy texture. It's a, like I said, it's a knockdown.
Okay, so it's more like an orange peel. Now, orange peel is kind of a thing that's really adhered well. So if yours is stuck pretty well, what I would do is thinking you could leave it or you could sand it to rough it up a bit, and that's going to help you get better adhesion from the tile adhesive. But as long as you can place that tile once you've got the adhesive or the mastic in place and that tile lays flat, that's your goal there. So, you know, you can sand the surface a little bit. You want to get rid of any dirt or grease or gloss that's on the wall right now because you want to be able to glue that tile on and basically go right on top of that texture.
Okay. Well, I've seen, YouTube videos on scoring it first with a knife and things like that, and I'm just wondering how important that is.
Yes, yeah, scoring, sanding, I mean, it's kind of the same effect. And the interesting thing here is because you're going to tile over, whatever you're doing to prep that wall, you can't make it look too rough. You kind of can't overdo the roughness. So I would sand it, make sure you've got some good glue for it to stick to, score it with a knife if you want. That's kind of the same idea. But if you have like a really rough sandpaper, like a 60 grit or something, and you just even hand sanded those raised spots, as long as you feel like you've got a clean, flatter surface for the glue to adhere to, and you're going to be able to tell, you should be good to go.
A random orbit sander and just run over it with a 60 grit would be sufficient?
You know, if it's a small area, you really could just do it by hand. But certainly if you want to use an orbital sander, that's fine. I mean, it's a wall. Make sure you use breathing protection. Make sure you're wearing a mask. But that dust is going to get everywhere, all right?
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with your project, Dave. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Well, there is nothing cozier than sitting by the fire on a chilly fall night. But before you strike that match, we want to make sure that your fireplace is up to the task. We're going to walk you through a quick fireplace safety checklist that you should be tackling before you light that first fire. We've got that coming up next. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. So changing the clocks, got to do that, you guys. That's the easy part. But it's also the perfect reminder to check two of the most important safety devices in your home, your smoke alarm and the carbon monoxide detector. So replace the batteries and all of the detectors, even if you think they are still good. Just replace them. If the units are more than 10 years old, and this is how I know, because when I bought them, I wrote the date on the backside before I stuck it up to the wall, and that will tell you how old it is.
Good thinking.
Hot tip, you guys. They really don't last much longer than 10 years. Plus, there's always been advancements every year in the detection, how they work, battery life, etc. So just get a new one if it's time. So you do that. It's a small task. It can literally save your life. And a bonus tip here, if you have a hardwired detector, test each one using the button. Vacuum out the dust around the vents. Keep them working efficiently because these are some things that you want to work when you need them. All right, Jim, let's get back to the callers. Who's up?
All right, now, Leslie, we need your expertise here on grout cleaning so things don't look so yucky for Nicole. Nicole, what's going on there?
I have had trouble trying to get my grout in my bathroom to look white again, and I've tried a bunch of different cleaners. I heard that lemon juice and water can work well. Can you suggest anything that would make the grout on my bathroom tiles look brighter and much less dingy?
I love that grout cleaning is my area of expertise, Jim. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really do enjoy that chore very, very much. Grout cleaning is probably like the most, not the most labor intensive, but you know, it's like toothbrush and on your hands and knees on the floor.
Tedious, yeah.
Tedious. It's a pain in the butt, but it is very effective when you do get down to that project. So, you know, if you're trying to keep things with natural cleaners like lemon juice, super dingy grout is just not going to get clean with that kind of natural approach. This is a situation where you need to use a professional grout cleaner or an even tougher product, which could be a grout stripper. And that's probably the best material out there because that really strips into that dinginess of the grout and kind of removes those upper layers where all of that like yuck has settled in. And then it pulls it out. I mean, recently I needed to regrout a shower and I found that it had also gotten quite dingy. And, you know, no matter how hard sometimes you clean something, you're just not going to get it as white as it was. So you can use a grout saw, which basically looks like a very small kind of file, and you kind of dig away at the grout in between the tiles. It doesn't damage the tiles, and you kind of scrape out most of the grout, and then you can regrout it. And once again, you're going to have that beautiful, bright look. I mean, you're never going to get it quite as bright as the day it was put in. So here's a great chance for you to really redo that. There's all kinds of things, you know, again, once you get it to the look that you want, the grout, whether it's through cleaning or regrouting, you can get a grout sealer. And that's an additional product that you put on top of the grout once it's cured. And that's definitely a great way to make sure that that finished product, that finished look will kind of last as long as you want it to. So there's a lot of different approaches. I mean, if you put the sealer on, I'm not saying you don't ever have to clean the grout, because you will have to clean the grout, but no one wants like a dingy looking grout. The other thing is, if you just don't ever want to deal with cleaning the grout, choose a darker color grout. I don't know if that's like cheating.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, it's eventually going to look kind of yucky, so why not go with a cool gray or like a black, you know? Think of it like a pre-washed jean or like something that has more of like an effect on it. But, you know, it kind of, you know, two birds, one stone, cool looking grout you don't have to clean. Still seal it. Just some ideas, Nicole.
And there you have it.
Well, as the temperatures drop and the cozy vibes kick in, lighting a fire is one of the best ways to warm up your home. But before you strike that match, it's critical to make sure that your fireplace is ready to go. So first, you want to start with the chimney. Now, if you haven't used the fireplace in a while or it's been over a year, it is time for a professional chimney sweep. Over time, creosote will build up inside of the chimney, and this is a highly flammable substance that's the number one cause of chimney fires, and it's just a byproduct of burning wood. If you're burning wood that's not properly seasoned or dried, sometimes you get more buildup of creosote. Those instant fire logs tend to give a creosote lining. So definitely just be careful and have the chimney cleaned. A certified sweep can remove all of that buildup and check for any obstructions like bird nests or debris. And trust me, birds like to get in there. Now, next, you want to inspect that damper. And the damper is that metal flap inside your chimney that you open before you start the fire. It allows the smoke to escape. If it's stuck closed, smoke will back up into your house. Not great for you, your walls, your lungs, your furniture. Open it, close it, make sure it moves freely and creates a nice tight seal when you're not using it. Now, don't forget about the firewood. You only want to use seasoned hardwoods like oak, ash, or maple. They will burn hotter and burn cleaner. That wet wood or that green wood can lead to more creosote buildup and a smoky fire. And never burn
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah, it is, which means it's not hot at all. Right. Okay, Mark, what's going on at your money pit?
I've got radiant heat in my house here. And
radiant heat, of course.
Down in the basement, the basement is completely finished and everything. The rock on the ceiling is falling.
All right, but wait, why is it falling? I mean, was it water damaged or something, or was it not attached well? What's going on?
I don't think it's attached well. I can't find, none of the seams are taped.
Well, that's odd. So you got two options here. I mean, if you can identify, and you certainly should be able to identify where those ceiling joists are above that, then you should just be able to resecure everything. I wouldn't use nails. Definitely drywall screws because they're not going to back out like the nail would. And then you tape and spackle those joints. And that's really the best way to do it. If you don't want to deal with all of that or you don't like the idea that the ceiling is covered up because you're blocking access to the mechanicals, wiring, plumbing, you could take all of it down and install a drop ceiling. And drop ceilings today are actually kind of attractive. I mean, drop ceilings used to just be much of like a schoolhouse or an old-timey basement of the 70s. But they're really lovely today. And the tiles themselves can look like a whole host of styles. Plus, you then have access to everything above the ceiling. And that could be, you know, a way to approach that as well, Mark.
Yeah, there's no nailing or anything.
Well, does the ceiling have heat in it? I mean, the ceiling that's loose and hanging down, do you know for a fact that you have radiant heat going through that ceiling?
Okay. The deal I was worried about was like running screws down the joists where the sheets come together. I'm not sure if where the wires are, you know what I mean?
All right, so then it is an issue, and you should be concerned about that. So I think at this point, I wouldn't resecure it because there is a risk that you could pierce it, and that would be bad. I think you're probably going to end up having to take it down, maybe replace the heating as well at the same time. I don't think it's a situation where you can preserve what's going on.
There's radiant heat going through the ceiling.
Is the heat in the basement necessary? Because another thing that you could do, if you disconnect that section of the heat, you could use an electric radiant baseboard unit instead. I mean, it's common in a lot of basements, you know, especially where you are, that don't have to be heated year-round, maybe just when you get some exceptionally cold weather. And even though electric radiant heat is expensive to operate because, you know, you're paying for the electric charges, you wouldn't have to have those radiators on all at the same time.
Right. Actually, it's in a small room. The basement is sectioned in two rooms, and it's just a small room like an office would be, you know, and I actually don't have the heat on in there.
Well, then maybe that's the answer. Maybe you just disconnect that heat, the radiant heat that's in the ceiling, take it down, and start again.
Yeah, because there's thermostats in every room, controlling every room individually.
That's interesting. How old is your house, Mark?
It was built in 94.
Wow, so you've had that radiant heat since 94.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we really don't see a lot of radiant heat much older than that. So I think it's done its purpose, and it's time for something else. All right, good luck with that project, Mark.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for spending your weekend with us. Well, your refrigerator is about to earn its keep with all of those upcoming holiday meals and the leftovers. But is it ready? Coming up, we're going to share some simple fridge maintenance steps that you can do today to keep things running cool all season long. So stick around.
Are you responsible for taking care of your parents? You love them and you'd do anything for them. Well, what happens when one of them gets hurt on the job and can't go back to work? The money stops, but the bills in life, they don't. Your parents are entitled to Social Security disability benefits, but doing the paperwork, that's complicated. It's a full-time job. The smart thing to do is call this special toll-free number. They'll work directly with the Social Security Administration, do all the paperwork, and make sure your parents get their disability checks faster than you can ever do it on your own. Guaranteed. If one of your parents got injured on the job and can't work, they're entitled to receive the money they need until they can get back on their feet. It's free to learn more, so call right now.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got it.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor. Learn how you can support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Democratic Party has a new purity test, and big-name contenders are coming out to try and challenge for the White House in 2028. Find out who on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more, as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-492-7014. 800-492-7014. 800-492-7014. That's 800-492-7014.
Talking heads are preaching that you're entitled to your Social Security, but are you?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Two Supreme Court decisions have said Congress can cancel Social Security tomorrow, and you can get nothing. You may want to believe the Social Security myth, but you're not entitled to it.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. Well, now that the daylight is fading earlier, especially with the clock set back, your exterior lighting becomes more important for both safety and curb appeal. So you want to walk around the property at dusk, check those motion lights, the pathway lighting, and the porch bulbs, replace any burnt-out light bulbs with energy-saving LEDs. You can add timers or dusk-to-dawn sensors so that lights are working even when you forget. And if you're planning holiday decorations, this is the perfect time to get ahead of those tangled lights and check for damage before the season begins. Maybe there's even a preseason sale to replace some of that stuff. All right, let's see who's up next. Jim, who you got?
Leslie, John in Florida is on the line, and he's dealing with some issues with some siding. What's going on, John? Can you tell us what's happening?
Just was going to remodel the interior of my house. I had a bunch of wallpaper and, like, the stuff on the ceiling, the little bubbles, and I just wanted to get rid of it all.
All right, are you talking about a textured ceiling, John?
Yeah, textured ceiling. So I figured the easiest way, because I wanted to do the wiring anyway, because it was aluminum wiring, that just take out the drywall and start from scratch. So all the studs are there, but I just took everything else out throughout the whole house. And a friend of mine said, geez, you should cocoon the house with the spray foam insulation. And I said, geez, the house won't breathe or anything. Is that okay? And he goes, I think so. I was just curious of what you guys thought of the spray foam and doing the whole thing.
Tom had spray foam insulation in his home, and he really loved it. He always thought that made such an improvement with the efficiency of his home's heating. And, you know, it really, really was helpful. And it's funny because once he put in the spray insulation, he would always get these letters from the utility company being like, wow, your house is way more energy efficient than the house next door. And he was like, all I did was blow in the insulation. So spray foam is definitely a great way to achieve excellent energy efficiency in your home. And the nice thing about a spray foam insulation is that it expands as it's applied. So it's going to go into all of those nooks and crannies. In terms of breathability, you would have to have an exceptionally tight house to have really any breathability issues. And if you did, you could use an air-to-air heat exchanger, which is a device that works with the HVAC system. And it basically pulls fresh air in from outside, cools it or heats it depending on the season, and then circulates it into the home. But with an existing house, it's probably going to be super unusual for you to need that.
Right. So they were talking about spraying, so they would spray the walls and then just go right up into the wrap. And then they said you have to have your HVAC has to have a vent inside that conditioned space upstairs. So you think that's a good idea then?
A really super energy efficient home that's built that way from scratch, maybe you'd have to do something like that. But I don't think it's going to be an issue for an existing home like yours.
Inside the ductwork up in the attic, they said you need to have at least one vent in there because it's going to condition that whole space above your
like
head.
Like a ridge vent or a soffit vent?
No, just inside the ductwork.
All right. I hear what you're saying, I think. I don't know why they're telling you you need that. It really doesn't make sense to me because you would essentially be encapsulating the attic space in the walls. And what I find is that in the attic, you want it usually to be the same temperature as the rest of the house with this spray foam insulation, no matter what time of year it is. So it never gets super cold in the winter. It doesn't get super hot in the summer. It kind of just stays neutral most of the time. So I'm not really sure why they're suggesting that you open an HVAC duct up there.
I think they were talking about airflow up there to move air a little bit because I'm down in Florida. Half a mile from the Gulf.
You're right. Maybe it is a local thing. I mean, I'm an East Coast gal, like Northeast. You're a Gulf Coast guy. So maybe it is something more about the area that you're in. I mean, generally speaking, the show loves spray foam insulation. It works. It works well. It's always a good idea. And in your case, you've got all the drywall off, so this really is the best opportunity to do so. And, I mean, between the popcorn ceiling and the aluminum wiring, you really hit the jackpot with this one.
And all the old wallpaper.
Yes, and the wallpaper, too. You're right, John. Good luck with that project.
Yeah, that makes me feel a lot better knowing that you think it's a good idea. Thank you so much.
Well, as we head into the season of big meals and overflowing leftovers, your refrigerator is about to be under a lot of pressure. A little preventative maintenance now can keep it running efficiently, save you some energy, and help avoid those holiday dinner disasters. So start with the seals here. It's the rubber gasket around your fridge and your freezer door. That's going to be your first line of defense against wasted energy. Now, if they're dirty or if they're cracked, cold air leaks out. That's going to make your fridge work harder and your energy bills are going to go up. So clean those seals with a little warm water and dish soap and check the seal by closing the door on a dollar bill. If that dollar bill slips out easily, it's time to replace that gasket. You can look by the model number and you'll find an exact replacement for it. It's an easy fix. Now, next, look at the coils. Those dusty coils at the back or the bottom of your fridge can be a hidden energy hog because when that dirt and dust collect, they then insulate those coils and force that compressor to work overtime. So unplug the fridge, pull it away from the wall, use a coil brush or your vacuum hose attachment to just gently clean all that gunk off, and check the temperature. Now, your refrigerator should be set between 37 and 40 degrees Fahrenheit, the freezer at zero. Too cold, you're wasting energy. Too warm, and you risk spoiling the food. If your fridge doesn't have a built-in digital readout, use an appliance thermometer just to kind of confirm the accuracy. And go ahead and clean the inside properly. Toss any expired condiments, wipe down the shelves with a mix of vinegar and water, and don't forget those produce bins. They're often the dirtiest part of the fridge. You can line them with paper towels or washable mats just to make future cleanups easier. And bonus tip, don't overpack that fridge. That air kind of needs to circulate to keep the food evenly cold. And if you overstuff that fridge, it's going to make the appliance work harder. And that can lead to warm spots, which isn't ideal when you've got a turkey and three pies waiting. Right, guys? You got a lot to do, so don't risk things going bad. This is a quick tune-up that can extend your fridge's lifespan, lower your bills, and make sure that your Thanksgiving ingredients stay fresh and safe because nobody wants spoiled stuffing. We're still mad at my sister for getting everybody sick from the stuffing she made with lamb that year. And that was, oh my God, like 35 years ago. We still talk about it. Sorry, Steph. We do. This is the Money Pit. Thank you so much for joining us this hour. Coming up, before winter wraps your home up in a snowy blanket, now is the time to give your home's exterior a deep clean. And with our favorite outside cleaning tool, a power washer.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to help you remove the grime and the mildew to make your home safer and more sparkly for the holiday season. So stick around.
Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, when you set your clock...
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
you're not using too much pressure, especially on wood or older painted surfaces. Now, if you've got some touch-up painting planned, that's another hard one, touch-up painting planned, before the winter hits, power washing is also kind of the best prep step. I know, keep laughing at me. Keep laughing, Jimmy.
I think it's cute. Proceed, Mr. Segretti.
When I write things for you, I'm going to literally write you the hardest things to say.
Flipping everything around.
Mark my words, Money Pit listeners.
Thanks,
next
Leslie.
Week, Jimmy's going to be tongue-tied. All right. But with your pressure washer, a 25-degree nozzle, it's great. It's all-purpose. Definitely, though, test the areas. You want to make sure you don't mess things up if it's older wood or painted surfaces. If you were planning on touching up those painted surfaces, see, I did it again, power washing is the best prep step. A clean surface will hold that paint better and avoid bubbling and peeling later on. And one thing I always recommend is skipping the ladder. It is not worth the risk of a slippery surface. You know, if you got to clean the second story siding or the windows, you can get an extension wand or even just a house washing kit that attaches to the garden hose, and that should do the trick. And don't forget to winterize the equipment when you're done. Drain the hose and pump completely so that you avoid freezing damage. And if it's gas powered, either run the fuel out or add stabilizer so it's good to go come springtime. So if you've got a couple of hours and some galoshes and you want a quick win this weekend, grab that power washer and give your home a little fall facelift. You'll be glad you did when those holiday decorations go up. Everything looks better on a clean surface, right?
Yipper.
All right. Let's get back to the phones. Who's up?
Heading out to Minnesota, Leslie. We've got Stacy. Stacy, what's going on at your money pit?
I have a question about using some mortar to fill in the spaces between the brick on our fireplace. We purchased a 1968 Rambler that needs a lot of work, and we're thinking if we fill in the space between the bricks on the fireplace and then paint it with a lime wash.
All right, Stacy, so I'm a little confused because it sounds to me like maybe you're trying to fill in that mortar so you have a smooth surface and not really repoint the bricks. And when I say repoint, I'm talking about the grout, really, between the bricks. So do you still want to see the brick face and have that smooth line between that's at the same level? I mean, I think that might be kind of weird if you have, like, a brick face texture and then sort of like a smooth grid going around it. But if you're talking about a lime wash, which is kind of like a pickling finish, that really only works on wood because a lime wash is going to sit on a wood grain and goes into the wood grain and then reacts with the grain itself and causes it to have the sort of white chalky finish in the graining, and then the smooth parts of the wood just kind of take on a milky wash. I don't think you're going to get the same effect on brick because it's not going to absorb into the brick in the same way. It's just going to kind of get stuck in a lot of places, and you might get a lot of, you know, differences in looks between where the filling is, the mortar, the brick, etc. You know, I think if you're trying to go for a smooth finish, that's something completely different from the brick. You know, you can think about the idea of tiling or, you know, a stone fascia to go over the brick just to give you a completely different look. But I think this sort of effect that you're in here, maybe I'm not picturing it right, but I think the way I'm visualizing it seems a little bit odd. You know, you could do stucco also. That's another option, but that's just a different texture. And that goes on top of the brick forever, and it would be a real pain in the butt to ever take off. The faux stone really does look beautiful, and you can find things sort of in, like, maybe something that's very linear, like a ledge stone, or something more natural, like a river rock or something. And you can get them in those sort of white finishes that I think is what you have in mind. So let's do a little bit more exploring, Stacy. And if you want to come back to us with some more ideas, I'm very, very happy to help you out.
If you're craving a quick design refresh this fall, wallpaper might be your new best friend. Coming up in Leslie's Last Word, Leslie will share easy ways to make a big statement with just a little paper. From bold murals to style accents that totally transform a space. Up next on The Money Pit.
Hi. Hi, I'm Marinez Duarte, a family tech and safety expert with Verizon. As families get ready for Halloween, nearly 9 in 10 parents with kids over 6 say they plan to check in or monitor them while they're trick-or-treating, according to a recent morning consult survey. Parents want their kids to have fun, but they also want peace of mind. That's where Verizon can help. With the free Verizon Family app, parents can use location sharing to monitor their child in real time, almost like walking beside them, just virtually. And for added peace of mind, the feature Safe Walk with SOS lets kids share the location with their emergency contact and send an alert if they feel unsafe. For younger kids, the Gizmo Watch 3 is a great starter smartwatch. Parents can add trusted contacts, get alerts if their child leaves an area, and stay connected through calls and photo sharing. Before heading out, make sure everyone's devices are charged and location sharing is on. A little prep and smart tech can make Halloween fun, safe, and worry-free. For more information and safety tips, visit Verizon.com/family.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install a leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. After Afghanistan, Army veteran Aaron felt lost in civilian life. Through Pets for Patriots, he adopted two rescue cats whose daily feeding and playtime brought routine and purpose back to his days. The companionship eased his anxiety and lifted his motivation to reconnect socially. They don't judge. They just show up, Aaron says. And that's sometimes all a veteran needs to start living again. For more inspirational stories and conversations, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Where?
Making good homes better, this is Jim's favorite part of the Money Pit. And I'm Leslie Segretti.
It is.
Jim, let's answer some emails. What do you got?
Bill wrote in. He's from Hagerstown, Maryland. He's saying, I just had a new concrete driveway put in, and I want to know if I should apply a sealer to it, and if so, what kind?
Well, definitely regularly sealing your concrete surface is an excellent method for safeguarding the longevity there. Not only does it aid in the prevention of cracks, but it also maintains its initial appearance and it shields it from staining and any other damage that can be caused by the weather. So I would say an acrylic sealer is going to be the best. It gives you good performance at a cost-effective price. They're also frequently combined with epoxies or polyurethanes or silicone to enhance that performance, enhance their durability and the water resistance. It's really important, though, that when you choose your sealer, you make sure it's vapor permeable. Make sure it says it on the can. This way, that vapor will evaporate. That water kind of comes out so it doesn't freeze when it expands. All right. Good luck with that.
Well, wallpaper is definitely having its moment, but that doesn't mean it has to take over your entire house. In today's Leslie's Last Word, Leslie is sharing how to use wallpaper sparingly, creatively, and totally stylishly. Whether you go with peel-and-stick murals or luxe prints in unexpected places, she's got the tips to help you refresh your home without a major reno. Leslie?
Yeah, you know I love wallpaper, and it is having a serious design moment right now. But that doesn't mean you have to kind of wrap every inch of your house in bold prints or florals, though
I would highly recommend it. I do love wallpaper, and I do love patterns. However, my best advice here, guys, choose the highest quality wallpaper that you can afford, and then use it like an accent, not a blanket. This way you get that wow factor without the visual overload or totally blowing your budget. And here's where wallpaper really shines. Small, stylish spaces like a powder room or an entryway, these are perfect spots to make a bold statement. Maybe it's a focal wall in your living room or your bedroom that can create drama and depth without totally taking over the space. And inside decorative molding. So, you know those classic square or rectangular trims in a dining room? Well, you can fill that void with wallpaper and suddenly it's architectural art. Or under or above a chair rail, you can add that wallpaper to whichever half of the wall you like to bring texture, contrast, or even a playful print to a more traditional space. And don't sleep on wall murals. Yeah, they've come a long way since the beach scenes of the 70s. Today's murals are often removable, renter-friendly, and seriously cool. So think about like a misty forest photo wall for a basement or den, or a graffiti-style mural in a teen's room, or you want to lead into your favorite sports team? Then why not get a great oversized vintage stadium shot or like a player silhouette? Perfect for a man cave or a home gym, or bring those summer vibes year-round with a sunset ocean scene in the guest room or your workspace. And the best part, when you're ready for a new look, you kind of peel and swap. It's instant impact with zero commitment. So whether you go bold, botanical, beachy, or abstract, wallpaper is a great way to refresh those walls and your mood this fall. And I am here for it, you guys. Well, that wraps up this hour of the Money Pit. We kick things off with a fireplace safety check because before you light that cozy fire, you want to make sure everything's in tip-top shape. Then we went back to the kitchen to talk fridge maintenance, especially before it's packed with holiday leftovers. And finally, we took the power outside with a segment on power washing. If you missed anything or you want some more step-by-step tips, head over to moneypit.com where we've got tons of guides and videos to help you tackle all of your fall projects. And don't forget to follow us on social for more seasonal ideas and inspiration. I'm Leslie Segretti. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next time.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us...
Reading Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales events, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Live from the Tillis Center at LIU Post in New York, the site of the Fox Nation 2025 Patriot Awards, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're here. I usually say I'm from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, but the guy with the deep voice says I'm on Long Island, and I'm to believe it. And little did you know, I actually went here for college and graduated, and this place has even gotten nicer since. The Tillis Center is fantastic since that time. The pioneers, I don't know if they're being politically correct or not, we were the pioneers
But I guess that insulted somebody. What? Now we're the sharks. Right? I mean, what is wrong with the pioneer?
Well, the pioneer community gets angry.
Right. That, and how big is that community?
It's large and effective.
See, I think you can learn a lot from my experience here. A lot of people introduce their guests, especially on radio. They think it's important, but I don't.
No.
Just keep talking.
Don't need.
Josh Holmes and Comfortably Smug are two of the four people involved in one of the most successful political podcasts in the country. They are co-hosts of the Ruthless podcast, and I was lucky enough to be a guest, and now you're part of the Fox family. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks so much for having me.
So have you ever seen me in person do the big three?
I don't know.
So the Patriot Awards are here tonight, and that's going to be a big theme. We're going to salute America. Can you get that concept across? And before we get to the guys, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
If it doesn't go the way President Trump wants, he loses a lot of the flexibility that we believe Congress granted him to deal with these emergencies we're facing, right, of the trade deficit, the loss of manufacturing, et cetera.
Tariffs in trouble. Perhaps we are trying to read too much between the lines as the Supreme Court pokes and prods both sides. If it is struck down, all sides agree with one thing. It'll be pure global chaos.
Number two.
And now, because my Republican colleagues refuse to extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits, we know that for tens of millions of Americans who are now in the open enrollment period, they are experiencing dramatically increased premiums, co-pays, and deductibles.
The most boring man in America, Hakeem Jeffries, and also telling an untruth. Shutdown not over yet as moderate Dems get stopped on their way to end it all. What will it take to end this standoff, and how the media shows once again they're committed to selling the Democrat story?
Number one.
On November 5th, 2024, the American people reclaimed our government. We restored our sovereignty. We lost a little bit of sovereignty last night in New York, but we'll take care of it. Don't worry about it.
The GOP's offbeat, off-year elections. The left has a reason to celebrate for now. But how long as the divide emerges between the Bernie bros and the liberals on the left, and what the GOP takeaway should be from their terrible Tuesday? Keep in mind with the Patriot Awards tonight, Sean Hannity's going to be hosting. Jason Aldean's going to be here. His lovely wife Brittany's going to be here. Melania Trump is going to be getting an award. And there's got a lot of surprises. Josh and Smug, welcome.
Thanks, Bishop.
Good to be here.
First off, on the civil war that's already happening on the left, and I'll play some clips. I mean, Chuck Schumer yesterday was supposed to do a press conference. He's late. Bernie's in the audience. Why? And instead, he says, well, what do you think? The reporters start questioning him. And he said, they go, why don't you go ask just a few questions? And he hopped behind the microphone. And he starts saying, everybody knows nobody wanted Mondami to win. And the establishment didn't want Mondami to win. And they didn't want me to win. And wow, this is an open family fight.
It couldn't happen to a better group of people from my perspective.
But you're not surprised.
I'm not surprised. I mean, look, Chuck Schumer's been trying to avoid this entire discussion basically all year. I mean, the reason that the government's shut down in addition to election shenanigans is because Chuck Schumer is deathly afraid of AOC, New York Democrats who've just chosen Mamdani. He thinks he's not only going to lose his job as minority leader in the Senate, but maybe his job altogether as a senator as a result of all of that. So he's just been running scared from the very beginning. I think Bernie and everybody else know it.
Smug?
Well, that's the thing, is the whole reason that Chuck Schumer's in this tough spot is AOC is going to primary him. He's terrified of that. She's been fundraising like nobody's business, and they've shown that the grassroots of that party is energized behind communism. It's just straight up communism.
Right. And I don't think Chuck is. Governor Shapiro probably isn't. Governor Beshear probably isn't. But they feel disrespected because Bernie had that nomination twice.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's revealed that Hillary took it one time, and then they sidelined everybody else and put Biden in there the next time.
Yeah.
But now he's too old this time, but he's angry.
He is angry. And honestly, he has a right to be at some level. I mean, they've done more at the top of the Democratic Party to try to set look, we had a primary without a primary.
Mm-hmm.
The Democratic voters didn't even get to choose last time around who
they haven't chosen since Obama and Hillary.
Right, since 08. I mean, they've just been moving cards around on the table to try to set, you know, the will of the voters. And that, at some point, that boils over.
Oh, by the way, this just in, not that much of a surprise, but the former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, will not seek re-election.
Yeah, primary there, too, by the way.
Yep.
I mean, that's one of the factors. I think if nobody was running against her, she probably would just continue in perpetuity, but she's not at a point where she can run a serious election from the left.
Or smug, she smashed her hip overseas, and at her age, even though she's in good shape, that makes it probably brutal to go 3,000 miles every other day.
But also at the same time, they did not wait for her to say this announcement that she's not going to run. She got a primary challenge. That winner jumped in there and said, I am running. And she's this created title of Speaker Woman Emeritus.
Yeah.
She's making up a title. They know they don't have their hands on the reins anymore. It's AOC.
It really is. It really is indicative of that larger thing that we were talking about. I mean, she's on basically the liberal Democrat Mount Rushmore for her career, and they didn't even have the courtesy.
She got pushed out the door.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you lived it. You were with Mitch McConnell at the time. But the only reason Obamacare passed, Obama had thrown in the towel. She said, no, simple majority, we can do it, jam it down their throats, and it passed. And it destroyed Obama's his rest of his 4 years, and he got trashed in the midterms, and we're still trying to bail out that health care plan.
Yep.
That's what this is still over.
Yes, no, it's true. And you get, you know, that clip that you played of Hakeem Jeffries is a perfect example of why Americans are paying so much for their health care. I mean, this guy has no concept of a market-based health insurance system. They've broken it, and then they've rebroken it. And, like, everything that they do, when prices start coming up, they throw more tax dollars at it, and they're like, oh, wow, it's surprise, surprise, there's an inflationary effect.
Smug, do you think the Republicans have done a good enough job in explaining their position here?
When it comes to the healthcare situation?
The healthcare situation, which led to the shutdown. They're saying that's the reason.
I think it's very clear. I mean, this morning when I was watching Fox and Friends, they were talking to the audience. The audience understands that the Democrats are responsible. This is a Schumer shutdown. But for the Democrats to try to make this about a healthcare thing, listen, you guys passed what you called the Affordable Care Act. We warned you it wasn't affordable. You passed it anyways. Now we're living with the results of that, and the blame needs to go to the Democrats for what they've done.
So we have this stat from the Media Research Center. In terms of this shutdown, in terms of what the news, the mainstream news is covering, if they looked at ABC and all the major networks and CNN, MSNBC, statements favoring Democrats, 83. Statements favoring Republicans, 12.
Incredible.
Come on.
Just not surprising.
Do you know that the 93%, they also did this great study. They asked the looked at the late night shows and say, how many people have taken shots in Mondami? I mean, there's so many things you can do and have fun with, and even with respect.
Yeah.
Do you know that 93% of the late night references on their monologues were against Mondami's opponents?
I mean, come on.
This guy's an avowed socialist from Uganda whose mom says he's more of an Indian Ugandan than he is an American.
It's unbelievable.
Right? His dad thinks we're all colonists, right?
Well, his dad even said that he sympathizes with suicide bombers. And then this guy still gets elected. The fact of the matter is, the first job this kid has ever had is mayor of New York. And that's a serious job. And I feel bad for the people living in New York City because he's not up to the task.
I don't want to correct you guys on air, but I have to for our audience. His first job was camp counselor. I'm being serious.
Oh, camp
he was a camp counselor. That was his first job. Then he became an assemblyman. And then it's the job in New York. That's the resume that the New Yorkers wanted.
I didn't know that. Camp counselor? Yeah, that certainly prepares you to run the largest city in the world, no question about it.
We're about to find out. So the shutdown, the story today is that Jeanne Shaheen, Mark Peters, and others got together, and they were ready to, after the election, which went their way, they were going to cross the aisle and just vote for the continuing resolution with the new end date and work on, get some type of commitments. And they were stopped because the election went their way, and they say the shutdown's working for us, Josh.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they've shown that they're willing to try to leverage every bit out of the American people, no matter what the pain, right? I mean, they've said that they are, if it works politically, it doesn't matter whether you can pay for your groceries or your health insurance as long as they're the beneficiary of the politics of it. And that is the leadership of the Democratic Party right now. It's an absolutely vacant hollow ideology that, unfortunately, as you mentioned, the media is not covering like it should.
I thought it would be pretty cool, and to impress you with our list of sound bites, I thought I'd go to Jamie Dimon.
Yeah.
He was on another network, but he basically said Mondami is not really a socialist. And I go, here we go. He's a Marxist. And he said, just listen to him. He will tell you. And he said, I reached out to him once and we exchanged messages. I'll meet with him. And if it doesn't go well, if I don't think I'm going to bail out. But he just put together a $20 billion building right by Grand Central, so I don't know where he's going. Here's what he said has already happened in New York. Cut 16.
First of all, people have left New York City. You've seen hedge funds and certain banks and Ken Griffin, and I think it's a bad idea. I mean, you want to have a very competitive city. And I don't want to use labels. But, you know, the important thing to me is policies that actually work. Do you make crime better? Do you make the schools better? Do you make the health system better? I want to lift up all citizens, too. I've seen a lot of mayors and governors say things like that, and they fail to do it because their policies may not be so bad, but the implementation stinks. So it is, to me, is get this stuff right. You know, learn. He's a young man. You know, will he get good at it? I see a lot of people in big jobs, including political jobs, they grow into it. They're learning, they're trusting people, they're figuring out, they'll make mistakes, they adjust. I've seen a lot of people, they kind of swell into the job. They get worse. They, you know, it all becomes about them or something like that.
Ego.
I'm hoping he's the good one. And that will be important for the future of New York.
Hmm. Smug?
Yeah, well, so Jamie Dimon has had a great history of partnering with the U.S. government, you know, really trying to work through issues. You saw it in 2008.
He talks to Trump all the time.
He talks to Trump all the time. He wants the best for the country. He wants the best for that city. He's got 50,000 employees in New York City. I think, I hope his optimism is well-grounded, but I don't expect the best from New York City from Mamdani.
Yeah, it reminds me of that old saying, hope in one hand, do something else in the other.
There
we'll
you
see
go.
What fills up first.
Well, yeah, so he said if he shows potential and shows an openness, but I think on some level, he wants these guys to leave. Because if you don't believe in capitalism, you think capitalism is the problem, you look to the bankers as the problem. But when you do find out how your city's run, it's by successful people giving up, if you take the city and state and federal taxes, over 50% of their success is written off to all those places.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the bad guys?
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Well, I mean, just find me a Democrat any time in the last 20 years where the learning process conveys policies that actually make sense.
Right.
If you can find one, I'm willing to be optimistic about it. I haven't been able to. And I saw it up close for a lot of years. The ideology, the energy in a grassroots that has absolutely no connection to the economy whatsoever has always driven what their policy prescriptions are.
All right. And lastly, you remember and you lived through the Tea Party, the rise of the Tea Party and the candidates that came in and were primary. And got rid of a lot of establishment. You were with the establishment as chief of staff with Mitch McConnell. So now this is what's happening on the left. But on the right, first off, how would you characterize, how galvanized are they on the right?
In terms of just,
are they on the same page?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think Republicans are remarkably...
Very few anti-Trumpers.
Yeah, it's remarkably unified. I think the whole anti-Trump movement just became Democrats, basically, right? I mean, but on the left, it's very interesting. I mean, the way that we handled it in the early 20-teens with all these primaries and everything else is that you had a responsibility to govern, and we talked about that very specifically. Didn't apologize for it at all and knew people were going to come at you, but you had a responsibility to answer that forcefully with your perspective. You see the exact opposite out of Chuck Schumer. Instead of doing the responsible thing, he knows better than to shut the government down. He knows the pain that that's going to cause, but he is more concerned about his politically left flank than he is about the health and well-being of the American people. That's a hell of a thing.
I think the Democrats are in a terrible place. They can't decide who's the leader of the party. Hakeem Jeffries is not in control. Chuck Schumer is not in control. Gavin thinks it could be him, but everyone's just talking about Mamdani.
See, everyone keeps saying Trump's not on the ballot. He wasn't in the off-year elections, a few teleconferences. But he's going to take the midterms like he's on the ballot. Mm-hmm. He's even talking about doing a convention leading up to the midterms in the summer.
I think that's a great idea.
Again, so to get momentum. So he's going to put himself everywhere, and he's going to make it his agenda.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the mistake. People keep saying he's not on the ballot. Get over it. Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Third year, it's pretty much all going to be at the primaries.
Yeah.
I don't agree now.
No, I agree.
Because people understand what happens to an agenda becomes impeachment city.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's just it. And it's so agonizing either side.
Mm-hmm.
The Clinton stuff boomeranged on the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other stuff, when he after on Ukraine, his ratings went up afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to stop him, I think, from if they get the House. And I think it's still a coin flip. From going after him and just trying to do investigations on Venezuela 100%. And ships and everything.
Well, that's the thing that President Trump and his team understand is that their first term was short-circuited by all of us, right? The midterm in 2018 turned into constant investigations, impeachments, all of this. Mm-hmm. The ability to execute an agenda is nearly impossible. That's why he's all in.
Quick question, as we're with Josh and Smunk. The Ruthless Podcast, what it's become, tell everyone how it started. And tell me what you thought about when you started getting some success and momentum. Smug, you want to start?
Well, it started during COVID. I mean, we had lockdowns going on, but we wanted to still hang out. So we would get on Zoom, we'd pour a couple
bourbons.
Your
old friends.
All of us friends. And we'd bet on the ponies because that was still open.
Yeah.
And we said, you know what? We're having a good time with this. This could be a show.
We literally just, at the end of every day, we'd get on a Zoom call, pour a glass of bourbon, and bet on some horses because it was the only sporting event that was on television, and we would just talk, and at some point it would
dawn on us. I don't even remember that. Are you guys were you betting on horses anyway?
Not really?
I was like, who would think to do that?
It's a COVID hobby. It's the only sport that's open.
Yeah, that's literally what it was.
Okay.
And then, you know, we started this thing, and I think initially it was basically a road test to see, you know, how this whole thing works, and we weren't experts by any stretch of the imagination. We started getting some listeners. It started with a niche audience of political operatives and people on Capitol Hill and things like that, where we thought the whole niche in the marketplace was nobody was laughing about anything. Mm. And in that era, really nobody was laughing about stuff. So right. We wanted to tell some jokes, try to lighten it up. Turns out, you know, other people wanted to do that.
Wow.
And it ended up working out.
And it is. And Smokey, you still like each other?
Oh, could not be better friends. I mean, the thing is we can go, we can visit our friends in Congress. Every member of Congress listens to our show. We go across this country. We meet our fans. We take photos. It's incredible. It's a great community.
Well, you deserve it.
It's a very different line of work for
you. It's a great show. Using your expertise on air and having a great time. And you got a chance to really get to know me, which is really under
that's
you,
where
you can't overstate.
Well, that was
that.
The best part of it.
Yeah. That's what some say.
Yeah.
Some are saying. Guys, great to see you. Look up the Ruthless Podcast. Get it everywhere. Watch it on YouTube.
Thanks so much.
Back in a moment.
Appreciate
great
it.
To see you guys.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs, whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited. The point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
Have you tuned in to the New Jersey gubernatorial race? It's gotten ugly. Recently, Democratic candidate Mikey Sherrill and Republican candidate Jack Chitterelli have each made charges about the other's integrity, and that's hurt both of them. Our Fox News survey of New Jersey voters shows Chitterelli's honest and trustworthy ratings have shifted from being net positive by 4 points in September to net negative by 2 points now. Sherrill's ratings remain positive overall, but she's lost even more ground. Voters see her as honest and trustworthy by a 5-point margin, but that's down from plus 16 last month. And on their personal ratings, Chitterelli's unfavorable has gone up 3 points since September. Sherrill's unfavorable rating is up 7. All that has helped Chitterelli gain 3 points in the horse race, reducing Sherrill's advantage to 5 points within the poll's margin of sampling error. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The nation's air traffic controllers went on strike on August 3rd, 1981, grounding about 7,000 daily flights. 3 days later, President Ronald Reagan took an unprecedented move to break the strike. He fired all 12,000 air traffic controllers in retaliation.
Let me read the solemn oath taken by each of these employees. I am not participating in any strike against the government of the United States or any agency thereof. It is for this reason that I must tell those who fail to report for duty this morning, they are in violation of the law, And if they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Friendship is an important part of most people's lives, but it plays a particularly significant role in the lives of older people. A study recently published in the journal Research on Aging says for seniors especially, having friends increases happiness. The research also found doing small favors for close friends, gestures like offering them a ride or lending a helping hand, makes people feel happy and gives them a sense of purpose in their lives. Both men and women benefit from friendship, but with men, friendships often center on shared activities, while for women, friendship tends to be focused on emotional closeness and communication. That study looked at 180 adults around Austin, Texas, with an average age of 74. This, as a study conducted at the University of Michigan, found older adults who help out their friends tend to feel more positive emotions in their day-to-day lives. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
No, but it was a long time ago because I had not gone to a meeting. I was just telling him I didn't go, not go to avoid him. I was out of the country. And I said, feel free to call me. And we have not spoken
and
since.
You've not
I left a message today.
You left a message today?
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously you're willing to meet with him anytime.
If I find, I will. And if I find it productive, I'll continue to do it.
So that is Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase. He was obviously upset that, but in perspective, he's got a lot on his plate, all right, including 28,000 employees right here in New York City alone, let alone around the country, and they're really spreading out in Texas especially. But he just talked about the fact that he met with Mondami, and he's read a lot about him. He missed the one meeting. Actually, they were supposed to meet together. He had to meet. He was out of the country. But he said the guy's a Marxist. And he said, but I'm still going to meet with him. And basically, this is what I take, is if he's coachable, if he's open to it, and say, hey, listen, I was mischaracterized a few times, or I have a speech, and sometimes I might have overstated what I actually believe in. I understand what J.P. Morgan Chase means to this city. This is what I was hoping. How would that 2% corporate increase tax affect you guys? You know, that building that you built has already brought in a ton of revenue for this city when I was an assemblyman. I know that. If he does that, he can have an ally. Because, you know, these men and women that run these corporations, they want to be successful. And they go out of their way more than ever to not be, especially after they came out against Trump, to not be right or left. It doesn't work for them. Celebrities have learned that. So have celebrity businessmen and women learned that. Back in a moment. We're coming to you from the side of the Patriot Orgs, Long Island University. Carly Shimkus is next. Don't move. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
News Audio presents Blood Mountain. Deep in the forests of Georgia, one hike turned into a nightmare.
Calculated. Savage. Homicidal maniac.
One woman's disappearance sent shockwaves across the nation. The ensuing search for a suspect revealed something more sinister. A serial killer was on the loose.
The more we heard about it, the worse they thought.
The Blood Mountain Podcast. Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard, if a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Fox on Tech.
two social networking giants could be in big trouble with the Europeans. Both TikTok and Meta are now being ruled to have violated the European Commission's Digital Services Act, otherwise known as the DSA. The law is aimed at curbing harmful online content and obligates companies running social media platforms to give EU government researchers ample access to their inner workings, and that TikTok and Meta are failing to be forthcoming. The Commission calls their procedures for requesting data burdensome, and that the government researchers are often provided with incomplete or unreliable data, making their inquiries difficult to complete. Neither company agrees with the findings and say they've worked to make such data accessible to the requesters. While the matter is far from resolved, European law could mandate Meta and TikTok be fined in amounts of up to 6% of their global annual revenue. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, I'm Teresa Giudice.
I'm Clay Aiken.
I am Dre DeMatteo.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jill Whelan.
Hey, everybody. It's Billy Baldwin.
It's Patricia Heaton.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Polizzi.
It's Candace Bushnell.
Hey, everyone. It's Henry Golding.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
I'm Ted Lange, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
When Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on August 9, 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office administered by Chief Justice Warren Burger in the East Room of the White House.
Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule, but there is a higher power. By whatever name, we honor him, who ordains not only righteousness but love, not only justice but mercy. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process, and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A police officer buying a bus ticket for a stranded traveler in Pittsburgh makes today's Dean's List. Officer Stephen Harris was on scene after a complaint came in about a reportedly unruly man. But Officer Harris realized that the man was deaf. His bus had left without him and had his luggage and money on board. As it turns out, he was just trying to communicate to others that he was left behind and needed help. Officer Harris would not leave the man's side until he helped him get back on a bus to New York and then transfer to Montreal, Canada. And because the man didn't have money, Officer Harris paid for his $113 train ticket and made sure he would make it back to New York and to get his belongings. Stephen says he's a human being first and an officer second. Helping others is what we were put on this earth for. And although he says he doesn't expect to see the man again, he hopes that others hearing the story will do something kind for someone else and pay it forward. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Subplot time. So I don't want to go over what happened on Tuesday. We know what happened on Tuesday, but now it's subplot time. And what is the subplot? The subplot is when you have Bernie Sanders show up at a press conference with Chuck Schumer, and he was just going to sit there and watch because that's his leader. And Chuck Schumer's late. And the reporter started asking Bernie Sanders questions. Couldn't catch him by surprise. The guy's been doing this for 50 years. Now, he knows it was a good night for Mamdani, who he personally endorsed. And he watched as Schumer didn't. Akeem Jeffries waited till the last week. By the way, Senator Schumer doesn't even say he voted for him. So Bernie Sanders has a chance to maybe speak out like you and I would have done 5 years ago and said, I still have resentment from having Hillary Clinton work with the DNC to make sure I did not get the nomination. I still have resentment to say the party collapsed because Barack Obama told him to and he was winning and went behind Joe Biden along with Jim Clyburn to make sure that he won South Carolina and everybody else would drop out and back Joe Biden to become president. So Bernie Sanders now has his movement getting big crowds. The Democrats find themselves iced out of all power. And now he says, now I got a big winner in New York City. Are you going to pay attention to me? Cut 11.
Well, the party leadership did not support Mamdani in New York, and he won. The party leadership is not supporting Plattner in Maine, and I think he's going to win. So I think it is, you know, I think there is a growing understanding that leadership and defending the status quo and the inequalities that exist in America is not where the American people are.
Inequalities. Fully funded nationalized health care. That's the guy who's getting the biggest crowds. That's the guy who has the most momentum. That's the guy that young people, even though he's 111 years old, are still backing. By the way, side note, Nancy Pelosi decided I'm not running again. So that means she's out of here for the first time. I guess we're going to be rid of her, thank goodness, for the next 60 years. Although I will not say bad things about her personally when she just called the President of the United States one of the most vile human being on earth. In the middle of a shutdown, as you know, that he walked around and you wouldn't point out different things that he's done, but that's how she considers it. Think about that. She's somebody who probably in private cannot believe he went back more than anybody else and won an election. But I think the Civil War starts right now. And then I'm wondering what's going to happen. Does a Wes Moore lead a party that has momentum behind Mamdani? And behind there was a mayor's race in Minneapolis that almost went to the socialists, and one might still go to a socialist over in Seattle. So these are candidates who are bound by that situation and bound by a philosophy that capitalism doesn't work and only works for the few. And this is Jacob Frey, who I think is a terrible theatrical mayor of Minneapolis. Remember, he was the guy that gave up the police station and took a knee and did all his crap during the George Floyd stuff. Well, he won re-election after second choice votes were tabulated, and he beat Omar Fattah, who has absolutely no experience, but he represents a growing faction in Minneapolis, and that's this huge Somali population, who this guy was campaigning with a Somali flag. I mean, we never had anything like this before. We used to analyze statements and see if it was somewhat un-American or too critical of America. Now you guys running for office who don't even like America. Thank goodness Minneapolis stopped, and maybe they'll make the next step and make sure their governor flips over yesterday. Yesterday, I got to give New York City Fire Chief credit. He said, Robert Tucker, he's going to leave his post next month after announcing his resignation the day after Zohreh Mamdani was elected. This is what I hope. If you don't know, around the country, Jessica Tisch has done a phenomenal job as commissioner. Eric Adams has empowered her, backed off, and let her do her job. Now, they said before, everybody said, we're going to keep Jessica Tisch. Now, Mamdani says, yeah, she stays. But has anyone asked her? I would love to see in a day or two her just say, even though it's probably worse for me personally and everyone at Fox, because we have a beautiful building right in the middle of Midtown Manhattan, I'd love to see her walk away. Why should he benefit from her competence? Because he has a certain view of the NYPD. Racist. How do we know? He wrote it. How about this? Houston Police Union is trying to recruit the NYPD cops who are disgusted with Mamdani. So that's why some cops are not going to leave. Number one, they can't. They're year 17 of their service. They can't get mad and be unhappy about an election. But when they're not backed up by the city government, it could get really bad for them should they be in a controversial situation. So they might have to look for that. All right. So we'll talk about that. Well, we'll talk about what other shoe could be dropping in New York City. But for anyone who thought he ran as a communist, he ran as a Marxist socialist, he'll probably be mellow once gotten the job. You didn't listen to his speech, his victory speech, and you haven't been watching him today. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. We come back. Will Cain joins us. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, wife, and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install a Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audienhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
The Bible promises that God is close to the brokenhearted, that he saves those who are crushed in spirit. So why is there so much pain and suffering in the world? Well, many say it is because churches need to minister more to the souls sitting in the pews. Author and evangelist Nick Vujicic.
A lot of us are not really having an honest audit, check, and inventory of even just the brokenhearted within the four walls of the church, let alone trying to save the lost.
But 20 years, Vujicic has ministered to those in pain, knowing what it feels like to be angry with God over life circumstances. Born with no arms or legs, he almost committed suicide as a child, but the grace of God intervened. His book, Champions for the Brokenhearted, shows how to have faith in God's purpose and plan.
That's the epiphany, the revelation of realizing, I don't need to know the plan, I just need to believe that he has one.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
It's Astrobot's birthday. The character behind last year's Game of the Year is celebrating everything PlayStation. We spoke to Nicolas Doucet, the founder of Team Asobi, who made the cute robot, about the birthday.
Playful, just charming, kind of fun stuff. And if you were a PlayStation fan for many years, then you would enjoy it as well.
We also made sure to chat about haptics, something they use to bring this game to life.
So you can feel like metal, water, you know, like sand, or a little like, you know, pity-patty of the rain.
Haptic responses are in modern controllers and your mobile devices. It's that little vibration that confirms that you hit a number on the touchscreen. Gaming uses it to bring you into their worlds.
Haptic feedback is based on sound waves. So what you feel inside your hands are sounds that you cannot hear, but the vibration of these sounds and the frequency actually gives a different kind of expression.
Listen to this week's Fox on Games podcast to hear the full interview with Doucet wherever you download podcasts. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Not going to make quick decisions about New York, not New York right now. New York has some great things going for it, as you know, like the human capital, the brain power, the financial industry. So it's a center for us. But my question we're really saying is New York has to compete. You know, no city has divine rights to success. There are great cities everywhere. We have more people in Texas than we have in New York. That didn't have to be that way. And so, you know, if I was any mayor of any city, I'd be thinking about what do I need to do to build a great city to help all of my citizens and, you know, all the things that create, you know, good competition.
J.P. Morgan Chase Chairman CEO Jamie Dimon speaking yesterday on the impact of Zohran Mamdani's win. And, of course, he has a building about two blocks from Fox headquarters. It is a mammoth building, billions of dollars of investment. It's hard to believe that he would be able to leave even if he wanted to. Will Cain, you did leave before the election. Thanks so much for joining us.
What's up?
Did you know that more J.P. Morgan Chase employees in Texas than in New York City?
I did. And I knew that fact. And last night driving through the streets of New York was the first time I saw that new building in New York City.
Is it unbelievable?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And to think that
huge rocks in the bottom.
And to think they built that. And yet they still have more employees in Texas than in New York. And they're not alone. Goldman Sachs is putting a huge office in New York. They'll have more employees. I mean, in Texas, they'll have more employees in Dallas than they have in New York. And I've heard rumors there's some other ones. Big ones coming to Dallas.
So the first thing I would do as mayor is meet with all these guys and say, listen, what do I need to say? These are my philosophies. How do we work together? But so far, Jamie Dimon says, I haven't heard much. I was invited to one meeting. I was out of the country. I haven't heard anything since. What does that tell you about how you think he might govern?
Well, what we know so far is two things about Zohran Mamdani and how he'll govern. Number one is what he said. I mean, you have to take that the most seriously. What he said and what his philosophy is and his ideology. I mean, the guy is a self-avowed Democrat socialist. He quotes Eugene Debs, as you pointed out, I think, this morning on Fox and Friends, who was a famous socialist, ran for president five times on the socialist ticket in the 1920s in America, and who he staffed himself with around on his transition team and the people that contributed to his election. And the people that he's already staffed on his transition team, there's a lot of de Blasio holdovers. And here's the thing. As much as we talk about Mamdani, de Blasio was a communist. There was, I mean, that's also not a controversial.
Change his name, change everything.
Exactly. Didn't he honeymoon in Cuba or Soviet Union or one
and
of these
Bernie places? Sanders did in Russia, in Soviet Union.
Right. So the de Blasio continuation is a part of what we'll see with Mamdani. And I lived in New York during the de Blasio years. It was a mess. He was a mess. The city was a mess.
It was hard to break New York because Giuliani twice, and then three terms of Bloomberg, who, even if you don't agree with him on the big gulps or whatever, and she limits size, guy was unbelievably competent. And I also heard that he took money out of his pocket a lot and just fixed things. Just like fixed it. You don't do that job to be rich. You do it as service. And he set up almost a school for mayors where he brings them through the X's and O's and how to do it. This guy's not interested in even doing that.
Bloomberg's interesting because, I complained as well about the big gulps and the micromanagement of life. But if you are going to have a leader that micromanages life in some way, it's best done at the city level, not at the state, not at the national level. And he was competent, to your point. You're going to have now incompetence in there. I think you had incompetence with de Blasio. Mm-hmm. We'll see with Mamdani. We have an ideological guy. Will we have competence to go along with it? Meaning, can he actually make the trains run on time? Can he clean up the subway? Is he interested in cleaning up the subway? Is he interested in keeping safe streets and so forth? But what I'm going towards with the Bloomberg thing is you don't have to bring this full circle back to, all of this business moving to Texas and notably Dallas. That is not how that city is run. That is not how that state is run. It is a minimal impact on life government, and it flourishes. It's a clean, easy, nice, great city.
Now, Florida's almost stopped recruiting at this point. Has Texas?
Well, I think we should.
Right.
I really do.
Because you're getting everyone's, a lot of people that don't want to come over there and be capitalists.
I'm highly concerned about cultural shift. Highly concerned about the thing that may. Okay, let's talk about Texas, but let's also, for everyone listening, understand we're also talking about America. So this is one and the same.
Yeah.
What am I worried about with Texas? There are things that made it great, and most of what made it great is a culture. And it's a long, that culture was bred over time, like over 150 years with people that first came to Texas. That spirit, that risk tolerance, that pushing the edge, that frontiersmanship.
America wasn't new enough. They went to Texas for something new.
And they were edgy people.
Yeah.
They weren't safe, rich, happy people. They were like, I need something better, and I'm going to go fight the Comanches.
Some were running from the law.
Some ran from the law. But they built a culture that has sustained over time. If you bring people in that don't buy into that culture, even if you buy into the politics, it does highly concern me. Let's bring that back over to America. I President Trump says, love you. Let's bring the best and the brightest. Well, I like that to a degree. But I want to preserve American culture. As much as I want us to be a transactional corporation that works great and everybody makes a good living, more than that, I want the culture that got us here over time. And I want to preserve that. And for me, that's not just a conversation about illegal immigration. That's a conversation about legal immigration. That's a conversation about H-1B visas. That's a conversation about assimilation. And I think those are actually, Brian, I think that's the most important thing that should be focused on in America. I think everything else is subsidiary to that. And one person that I do think shares that belief with me is the vice president.
So you want people that want to be Americans?
And I want foremost. Them to buy into being Americans and to become Americans.
So that's why they put them through tests before you become an American. You get a green card. That's a nonstop test. You get a DWI with a green card. You get in a bar fight. You've lost your green card. So you're on trial, number one. And number two is you're going to have to pass a test in order to do it.
But not just civics, Brian. I'm going to be blunt with you. I want you to leave behind the majority of your culture. The place that you're leaving is a product of your culture. Now you assimilate and adopt our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Now you bring some parts of it, and this is the part of America where we've taken from Italian, we've taken from Mexican American, we've taken from. And
I mean, there's Little Italy for a reason. I mean, there is a Brazil, like that Brazil street that's right, which is the Diamond District.
But that's not ideal. No. Ideal is assimilation.
Yeah.
And you come to America because you like Friday Night Football, because you like the way we go about
like
life.
Like the Cubans did. Yeah, in that generation when Castro took
over. Oh, by the way, there's a ton of successful examples of this. It's not ethnically or racially tied. It's about culture. Mm-hmm. Do you buy into culture?
So let me ask you on immigration, not quite on the topic, but immigration is the headline.
Real quick on this. You know Jennifer Welch? Is that her name? Jennifer?
Yeah. The
I don't know why she's somebody. She was a Bravo star of some type. And
she's
now
just
she's
an
a
angry
political.
Leftist.
So she's the other night when Mom Donnie wins, she's over there on one of the networks she's on. She's got Mehdi Hasan, who is a multiculturalist that hates American culture. She's got the dude that looks like he's from The Invincibles or The Incredibles with the hair that goes up. I don't know his
name. I know who you're talking about.
And she says the problem in America is crusty white people. And that America, there's no such thing as culture. There is no American culture. And the culture of America is multicultural.
And she's very popular.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
That's my enemy.
What would you do with the immigrants, a lot in Texas, that have been working on farms for 20 years, working in meatpacking for 20 years? What would you do with them? Do they need to be rounded up and tossed out?
Well, that's a really, that's supposed to be a really hard question. And in some ways, it is. Like, do I personally know people that fit the description? Yeah, I do. And they're good people.
Especially if you're a soccer fan.
And they're friends. Yeah. I don't want you to narrow down my but yeah. But we also are a nation of laws. And if being a good person, you know, last night, I don't know if you saw his story, defensive end for the Dallas Cowboys, second round pick a year ago, scored a touchdown on Monday night when they blocked the punt, Marshawn Nealon. He died last night. It's breaking news this morning. And everybody's like, he's such a great guy. And we don't know what happened, but there are some chatter out there that it wasn't good. And I was just talking to some guys over there. I'm like, man, everybody says he's a good guy. But being a good guy does not absolve you of having to obey the rules, obey the laws. And so you take it back to the immigration thing, and I'm sorry, we are a nation of laws, and there's a path to citizenship that is required of people, and being a good person, even somebody that I like or even that I love, does not change the necessity to follow the law.
Okay, so you're saying it's a black and white issue.
I think, if it's not black and white, where is the gray line? Case by case? What are we going to do?
Well, I have a great idea. You want to know?
Yeah. You got to solve something big.
Do you have a pen handy?
Yeah.
You want to jot this down for your show? It's okay. You have a great mind.
You have a Sharpie somewhere.
Right, somewhere. All right, ready? 15 years over with a sponsor, never get citizenship, but you basically have to register, we'll get a hold of you, and you're never going to be a citizen. But if you have somebody sponsor you in meatpacking, farming, whatever it is, you have an opportunity to stay. On something like a extended work visa. For example, there are work visas where people come in seasonally and can work officially.
Yep.
I would expand that, number one, legally. Legally be a seasonal work visa. And I would also...
Seasonal, though? Because the people you're describing aren't here seasonally.
No, true. Two separate things. I would just say the work visas to attract people because we need manual labor, it seems, almost everywhere. If you talk especially in the farming community, how would you feel about people who have been here before that have that sponsorship where you're focused on the worst to worst?
15 years.
Yep.
Sponsorship.
Mm-hmm. No citizenship.
What are
almost,
you?
Basically an extended work visa. And then you get on the books. You're paying taxes. You're going to have to work for a person that's going to pay you what everyone else is getting paid. And if you hire that person in order to get around the system, you're not going to sponsor that
person. How do you prove you've been here for 15 years? I think you, address?
Well, that's on them. And I think you could do, you could prove it from various things that maybe you got to, how you getting paid, is there bank records of you walking into, you know, your favorite bank and depositing money here?
I mean, I think, so I think your idea is interesting, and, because I'd be open to it. You know what you have to do? Then you have to sit down and think about the
hospitality.
You got to think about all the things that we're not thinking about. You got to take them at what, how does that get exploited? How does that get, you know, cheated? Even beyond that, what is that net effect on America? And I'm not closed to your idea. But I'm not ready to co-sign either just yet.
What about if I was to tell you that so many people who voted for Trump in business and in the farming community are asking for that? They say, you can't gut my entire workforce. I had nobody working here. I was hired leaders, and it was really no problem. If all my guys leave, I'm done.
First of all, I don't even think we're on pace for that, Brian. Like, we're not on pace to be deporting everybody that we're describing. Like, we're having a debate about something that is theoretical. I know that the other networks will talk about it like we're deporting every single person that's in this country illegally. The numbers don't support that.
It's only been a couple of million that have left so far.
A lot of that's self-deported.
Yeah.
Over a million have self-deported.
Yeah. Yes. So they're squeezing out anyway. Other people say, listen, I want to stay. And I think there's something to be said for that. And if you look at these industries, like with the E-Verify, you put E-Verify in, and right away you can be able to get a lot of people. Democrats lobbied to get that out because it was actually revealing who was here illegally.
Yeah.
So I just think there's got to be some type of break here. Also in Texas, I think a lot of people in Texas feel the same way.
Texas, I can tell you, Texas has changed over my lifetime.
Yeah.
It has changed dramatically. And so, yes, a lot of people are here that are good people, are working, are doing valuable jobs, but... Is it what's my only question is the greatest political prism of our time? Does it serve America first?
Right. Does it keep our economy going? Thanks so much, Will Cain.
Right,
we'll
man.
See you on Will Cain Country and the Will Cain Show.
Along with
4
the Ruthless Variety Program.
This has never
today.
Been done. It's too much talent. Too much talent.
What do you should call? Be
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On January 19th, 1989, President Ronald Reagan bid farewell to Americans in his last address as president.
I've spoken of a shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds living in harmony and peace. A city with free ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it. And see it still.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate's first weekend session since the government shutdown began has yielded few signs of progress.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune's wish for a quick vote never materialized on Saturday. The 39-day impasse is taking an increasing toll on the country as federal workers go unpaid. In addition, the shutdown has caused the cancellation of airline flights and the delay of SNAP benefits for millions of Americans. Saturday's session got off to a rough start when President Trump made clear he's unlikely to compromise with Democrats anytime soon.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Senator James Lankford says he hopes lawmakers can get around to fixing Obamacare when Democrats finally join his party in voting to reopen the government.
President Obama promised the health care rates would go down. Ask anybody if their health care rates have gone down, and they'll say no. So Obamacare is a broken promise, to say the least. And there are really practical solutions with health savings accounts, giving people more options of different insurances they can have. Even if you keep the pre-existing condition requirement, there are ways to do this that actually brings premiums down.
Lankford, an Oklahoma Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Public policy expert Matthew Condonetti says the issue of affordability hurt Republicans in the last Tuesday's elections.
Drove a lot of the Democratic victories. Bad solutions like Mamdani offers, whether it's the rent freezes or the free buses or the communist-style government-run grocery stores, they're fool's gold. They're not going to work. They won't make life more affordable. But they beat nothing. And I think that the alternatives in these elections had very little to say about affordability and cost of living.
He says the GOP needs to articulate their cost of living agenda. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
At U.S. military bases overseas, workers are going without pay. Correspondent Jennifer King has more on this story.
As the U.S. government shutdown drags on, foreign workers that support U.S. troops at military bases in Europe are also feeling the impact. Labor unions say over 1,300 workers in Italy and roughly 360 workers in Portugal weren't paid in October. Angelo Zaccaria, a union coordinator at the Aviano Air Base, says there are workers struggling to pay their mortgages, to support their children, or even to pay the fuel to come to work. The jobs include food service, logistics, and maintenance, but also specialized roles. Some workers are direct hires, while others are employed by private contractors. In Spain, one union said a delay was resolved with help from the Spanish government. Germany is covering the salaries of some 11,000 civilians there, counting on being repaid once the shutdown ends. I'm Jennifer King.
You'll find breaking news, analysis, and more stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Nobel Prize-winning scientist James Watson has passed away at the age of 97.
Watson was best known for helping discover the double helix shape of DNA. He shared a 1962 Nobel Prize with collaborator Francis Crick and scientist Maurice Wilkins for discovering, back in 1953, that DNA was shaped like a long, gently twisting ladder. Knowing the structure of DNA was key to figuring out how the genetic material works. Watson was also known for helping guide efforts to map the human genome. Bob Agner reporting.
Funeral services have been announced for former Vice President Dick Cheney, who died earlier this week at the age of 84. His funeral will be held Thursday, November 20th at the Washington National Cathedral. Cheney served as the nation's 46th Vice President under George W. Bush from 2001 to 2009 and was widely regarded as one of the chief architects of the war on terror following 9/11. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening. Our chance to have a good time before the week comes to an end, and we'll sit back and have a better time on the weekends, in theory. Josh Krashauer is going to be with us, bring us inside all politics in Washington. Alan Estrin is going to be here, author of a brand new book called The Honest Book of Presidents, The Men Who Shaped America. He's co-founder of Prager University, so you know its quality, and also the executive producer of The Dennis Prager Show. So we're going to have a big hour. It's going to be a big day for the president. Not a day goes by where there isn't something significant at the White House. Yesterday, he's bringing down the cost of, as he calls, the fat shot, the fat shot drugs, Ozempic, Zeprin, what is it? I forgot what it is. But, you know, some of the bigger ones. So he is making it affordable for everyday people. And this is his theory. He says, look, rich people can afford this stuff, but if you want to make America healthy again, the best thing you could do is lose weight. And if this helps people, maybe spurs them on and encourages them to lose weight, I don't think they should be locked out of it. So it's about $150 a month. So that was good. Today, Hungary's leader comes in. He used to be staunchly American. Orban and Trump get along great, but their country is much closer to Russia, it seems, and they're still buying oil from Russia while being a member of NATO. So a significant meeting. Before we get to Josh, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
There's a lot of countries that have diplomatic relations with one another. The Abraham Accords is a partnership. The strength of it is to have majority Muslim countries, the Jewish state, able to partner on things to show the world that it is possible.
And that is Marco Rubio talking about the expansion of the Abraham Accords, Kazakhstan. But it's more than just you can recognize Israel and trade with Israel. I'll explain.
Number two.
That is why I want you, my fellow San Franciscans, to be the first to know. I will not be seeking re-election to Congress.
Yay! They should have had just a wild stadium cheer after that. The worst speaker of our lifetime. Forget about a powerful first woman. Enough. Look back at her legacy, and you would tear it up just like she did President Trump's speech in the first term. Goodbye, old guard. Hello, new guard. Say farewell, liberals, and say hello, socialists. The expired speaker is out, and become clear, that party is going way left in the future.
Number one.
I think we're getting closer. I mean, what I'm hearing is you have Democrats who are eager to move beyond this and are moving closer towards accepting what John Thune actually offered more than a month ago.
Shutdown, meltdown, another attempt today to end the longest shutdown in history as Debs dig in, because they think what they learned from the election is by acting tough and having the lockout, it makes the Republicans more vulnerable. What's the reality? Josh Krashauer joins us now, Fox News Radio political analyst and editor-in-chief of the Jewish Insider. Josh, the takeaway I believe that the Democrats have are leading them to continue the shutdown. Anything that you want to say to dissuade me of that notion?
Yeah, no, I agree with that analysis, Brian. I think they have become emboldened, frankly, as a result of the off-year election results, winning, you know, by a bigger margin, I think, than even they expected in Virginia, New Jersey, and then also some of the other local races. So, they figure they're not paying a penalty for shutting the government down and holding out for healthcare, Obamacare subsidies. And, so I think this is going to go on for a little while longer. The expectation was maybe a mixed result on election day, maybe less than expected a performance by the Democrats, lead them to come to the bargaining table. I think they realize they're not suffering, an immediate political penalty, and they're going to try to hold out for as much as they can.
I think so, too. And I get the sense that even though there is some concessions here on the right, not concessions, you open it up, we'll extend the CR, we're going to pay health care, we're going to pay the agricultural department, we're going to pay the VA, and we're going to have a short-term extension for the rest of the government until January. It makes sense, but it doesn't look like that's not good enough.
Yeah. Look, we're at the end of the week. I thought there could be some momentum after the elections to get things done by today. Not going to happen. We're heading closer and closer to Thanksgiving. I think that is more the, if you wanted to circle a date where it's, you know, kind of a drop dead date, I think that Thanksgiving is going to be maybe closer to it. I also think that, look, the air delays, the cuts to airline service in many, many major airports across the country is going to be felt by a lot of Americans. So if there's any, we've talked before, Brian, that a lot of Americans haven't necessarily felt the pressure unless you work for the government, you're in the DC area, or you have a federal government job. This is now starting to spread. The pain is starting to spread out to a lot more people. So I do think that is also going to be a pressure point that could start to get some movement on a negotiation.
Yeah, here's what Senator Kennedy says. He pretty much agrees with you. Cut eight.
I think we're going to be shut down at least 10 more days, maybe 2 weeks, maybe longer than that. And I don't know what else to do. I've voted 14 times to open up government. They've voted 14 times to keep it closed down, and all they ever do is talk and stamp their little feet and keep government shut down and blame us.
Okay.
And that's why the president said, just blow up the filibuster. They will. Is that getting any traction with Republicans? Because I am not for that.
No, it's not. In fact, probably one of the biggest moments in Trump's second term presidency where Republicans in the Senate, essentially enough of them said, no, we're not going to change the rules of the filibuster. That was what Republicans fought for against Democrats when they were in charge, when President Biden wanted to do a whole lot of progressive, radical things in terms of getting his agenda passed. And there's all, you know, the argument is a good one. The fact that no party holds power forever and you want to have that filibuster, that's 60 vote supermajority to be able to restrain the most ambitious policy changes that one administration may try to make. So a lot of Republican senators spoke out against that. Trump acknowledged that. I think he talked about that with Bret Baier this week in his interview on Fox News. So I don't expect any changes to the filibuster rules being made, even though Trump has said he does want that. There's just enough resistance to the Republican caucus for that not to happen.
I'm sure I'm not telling you anything new that James Carville says he guarantees Democrats are going to win and they're going to blow up the Supreme Court, make it 13 justices, and they're also going to get two more states out of this and probably do everything they can. So that's what Trump sees. He says, I'm getting leadership, some of the high-profile names, guarantee they're going to go for that.
Yeah. Look, and by the way, the election result, I think people can overread an off-year election result, but don't. If you extrapolate what happened on election night into the Senate map, into the House map, there's a risk that Republicans felt pretty good about holding the Senate. They should. But if things get really bad, Democrats could take over that upper chamber. And that is also one major reason for the party not to blow up the rules, because it would really play against them in the medium term.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. Tom Tillis, he's outgoing senator from North Carolina. Cut 10.
It's not enough to get the vote. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like I said yesterday, there are simply not enough members who are willing to vote on it. I can't imagine that the Democrats would. So I appreciate the president's frustration, and I don't even begrudge him asking to nuke the filibuster. He's in the executive branch. He's frustrated with a lot of the obstacles the Democrats are putting forward. There's simply not the votes to nuke the filibuster.
So it just continues. They don't have the votes. And I also think I always hope there's always going to be a Manchin or a Sinema and now a Fetterman that would step in and said, sorry, this is not going to be good for the country.
Unfortunately, Brian, we don't have as many of those moderates, those Democratic moderates, as we used to. Fetterman is one who has been very outspoken about his disagreement, to put it mildly, with the rest of his conference. You know, I do think there are some Democratic senators up for re-election. John Ossoff in the swing state of Georgia is a big one. Some of the Democratic swing state senators, like Mark Kelly in Arizona. So those are the names to watch. If there's any negotiations, if there's any progress being made, it's going to be those folks whose constituents are much more to the middle and are not liking the fact that we're now at, 39 days of the shutdown.
I don't know if I can get myself to go to work after next year, because Nancy Pelosi has made it clear that she's not going to be in Congress anymore. She's being primaried, by the way. Here's a look back at some of Nancy's greats. Cut 21.
But we have to pass the bill 11. So that you can find out what is in it.
He's impeached forever, no matter what he says or whatever headlines he wants to carry around.
You know, make America, you know, this hat, make America white again.
You really don't know what you're talking about right now.
This is like
giving you a bowl of doggy do, put a cherry on top, and call it a chocolate sundae.
Why did you refuse the National Guard on January 6th?
Shut up. Scapegoat. You know what a scapegoat is? They get a goat, and they heap all of the ills onto the goat, and then they run the goat out of town.
So I'm going to miss that like a high fever. Your response to Nancy Pelosi leaving, does it reflect this coming civil war in the party?
Yeah, it does. I mean, look, she it's the end of an era for a lot of the old-time Democratic establishment leaders. Steny Hoyer is another name to watch. I think he is also likely, he was in the leadership of Pelosi as her number two, and he's very likely to step down, retire at the end of his term this year. So this is the old guard. I mean, look, Pelosi's in her mid-80s. She hung on to kind of essentially super be like a speaker emerita trying to supervise Jeffries, supervise the next generation. I think there are a lot of worries. Jeffries has gotten a lot of heat from the left of his party, and Pelosi's not going to be there to kind of hold the party in line anymore. So I think one of her strengths was keeping the party in line, holding the line internally, and keeping, you know, there's a lot of ideological differences in that Democratic caucus, but she was able to paper over them during her leadership. I don't know if this new generation is going to be quite as capable of doing that. And we see those ideological divisions with Mamdani getting elected in New York and some endorsing, some not. It's going to get messy. And I think that's going to – her legacy is obviously – you played some of the highlights and lowlights, but also what ends up coming with the Democratic caucus is going to be a big story going forward.
So Congresswoman Jayapal was asked about the coming divide in the party. And is there a divide in the Democratic Party? Cut 27.
Should Tuesday's election be a warning to him that he's got to...
Absolutely. I think it should be a warning. It has been a warning to Republicans, clearly. They're talking about a shellacking, and they got their asses kicked. I think one of them said that. And so I think that it should be to Democrats as well, that the way forward is to make sure you're fighting for people to be able to live, that you're delivering on affordability.
And the question was about Schumer. Should Schumer be taking a message from that? And she says yes, and Republicans.
Yeah, I mean, Schumer's up for re-election in 2028. The speculation is that he could face a challenge from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. His approval ratings in New York from the base, pretty low right now. Didn't endorse Mamdani, by the way. So, I mean, that is going to be the next big fight looking ahead. You got the House with Jeffries. You got Schumer in the Senate. Schumer, by the way, you know, he was the person, you know, the leader who decided not to go ahead with the shutdown the first time around, and took so much heat from inside that caucus, especially from the left. Now he's going ahead with it, but he really, I don't think his heart is into it, and he's really out of step generationally and ideologically with that new wave of Democratic progressive lawmakers.
Yeah, here's what Jayapal went on to say, too, when asked directly, cut 28.
There's always been divisions. There will always be some divisions. I think the ability to pull together for the right reasons is really important. I mentioned how Abigail and Mikey were really essential in pushing for universal child care here in the House. You know, that we were not divided. There were two senators in the Senate, Democratic senator, at the time they were both Democratic, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, who blocked that. But actually 99% of the Democratic Party was together. And I think we need more moments like that where we can show that we're really on the same page.
So we'll see. The party's is always somewhat divided a little bit. Not everyone could possibly agree on everything, but this is going to be really transparent, especially when 28 comes. You're going to have AOC. You're going to have Bernie Sanders out there. Anybody in the squad that decides to run or go for a higher office, they're going to be out there, and they're going to be vehemently disagreeing with the Shapiros and the Bashirs in theory as well.
And Gavin Newsom may be trying to square that circle.
Yeah, it'll be whatever you want.
You pick your flavor of the month. No, I mean, she mentions Spanberger, governor like now of Virginia, Sherrill in New Jersey. These are people who voted pretty pragmatically in the House, but they actually campaigned more, and they needed to cater to the rising tide of progressives in those two states. And in the case of Sherrill, she picked the primary from her left in that campaign. So, you know, the big question to me, looking for the next few months, is how these incoming governors, they are pragmatists, but was it because of their politics in their districts? They couldn't really go to the left because the voters would vote them out in their districts? Or do they really truly believe that moderation and pragmatism is the way to go? We'll learn pretty quickly how they govern New Jersey and Virginia. Those are going to be big test cases, and maybe they'll be talked about nationally as well.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Josh. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Brian. You too.
All right, we come back. What the significance is of the deal with Kazakhstan? You might say, Brian, what a joke. Isn't that where Borat's from? In reality, I'm not sure, because Borat's not a real person. But again, I'm only answering a question that was in my head, and I imagined you were saying, so I'm not going to hold you against that, against you. But I will say it is so much more important than you think. I'll explain.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay, e-billing, fee, site for additional facts.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test. Just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Over 20% of Americans are likely to put off creating a debt payoff program, according to NerdWallet. But there are steps you can now take to lower interest payments as you work toward paying down your balance. Financial planners say the first is to forgive yourself and then make a plan. You might have been making minimum payments, and while that approach allows you to avoid late fees, it still keeps you trapped in debt for a much longer time. If you can shift your spending even slightly, you may be able to afford bigger payments. One idea is to temporarily limit contributions to retirement accounts, or for more income, perhaps you can take on a side hustle or get a roommate. You can also lower interest rates by calling your credit card company and just asking, or look into balance transfer credit cards, or perhaps explore a loan consolidation. A home equity loan or line of credit can also provide lower interest financing, but be aware that you can possibly lose your home if you can't pay off your debt going forward. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Parents were long advised to wait until their children were 3 years old to introduce them to peanuts and other foods that could trigger allergies, but a landmark 2015 study suggested otherwise. Dr. David Hill with the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia says a new study published in the journal Pediatrics shows the number of children with peanut allergies has sharply declined.
But if we actually introduce that allergen to children by mouth, having them eat it, before they're introduced to it via their skin, we can reduce the risk that child's going to go on to develop the food allergy itself.
Researchers analyzed health record data for about 40,000 children, finding that peanut allergies dropped by 43%. Overall, new early introduction guidelines have dramatically impacted food allergy rates as a whole, with roughly 60,000 fewer kids with food allergies than there would have been at least 5 years ago. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1992.
Today, we have closed the book on apartheid, and that chapter is finally closed.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
It's sad to see the community that I grew up in go up in flames like this. It really is.
I just want to say, you know, can we all get along? Can we get along?
It doesn't help matters when primetime TV has Murphy Brown, a character who supposedly epitomizes today's intelligent, highly paid professional woman, mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone.
It has been an honor and a privilege to come into your homes all these years and entertain you. I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
Dade County, as we know it, especially from the Kendall area south, is never going to be the same. It is fundamentally destroyed.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We believe these deals within 2 years, by the time the ink dries on these contracts that were signed earlier today, within 2 years, based on our health improvements, we will be budget neutral. These drugs will not cost us money. The American taxpayers will be getting their money back. That's how important it is for us to reduce the cost of health care in this country, especially when it's due to preventable problems like obesity.
So that is Dr. Oz, obviously, and he is saying that we're going to have a significant discount on those obesity drugs. So I think in one way it's good. And number two, the only thing I worry about is long term. We don't know the long term effects of this, but if you are obese, if you've tried everything to lose weight, you know you would be healthier if you could do it. And there's so many people on it. I watched Serena Williams is on it, Charles Barkley, two of the best athletes of their generation. They said, flat out, I take it, lost weight because of it. But right now, I think it might cost over $1,000 a month. Now it's going to be down to $159, $199. And who was there? RFK was there. So they figure it's part of the MAHA movement. However, this is the thing that I was been cautioned by experts, that if you're forcing Medicaid and Medicare patients, if you're forcing those programs to pay for it, that's where it gets cost prohibitive. What Dr. Oz is saying is that, yeah, now it's going to cost, but eventually the price is going to come down anyway. The supplementation won't be needed because, when success and competition come into play, the prices go down. But as the president says, the fat shot works. He walked around and said, hey, Steve Chung, you're on it. And I'm sure he did not know how to tell everyone. That's his communications director. I'm not sure it was part of what he thought was going to happen. Here is more from Dr. Oz, Cut 38.
We have an update, Secretary Kennedy. We thought it was 125 million pounds. Mr. President, our estimate, based on the company numbers as well, is Americans will lose 135 billion pounds by the midterms. But I don't measure it in pounds. I measure it in saved lives.
I hope so. I hope it works out. They say, too, I was looking at listening to some political analysis. One of the things that could save the president at the midterms and maybe the next president. RFK, his numbers went down when he talks vaccines. You know when his numbers go up? When he talks about food, ultra-processing foods, and things like what he was talking about yesterday. The average American is much more positive about vaccines than he is. I'm not saying he's anti-vax, but he's close. He's popular when he talks about all these things and what we do on a daily basis. And most of those people that flock to him, I mean, Republicans will vote for him as long as Trump is there. But independents, and where did the president suffer since he won the election? He suffered independents and Hispanics. In this election, and I know it's three blue states, only take that with a grain of salt. But he lost women and people under 30. He gained in all those things. I'm not saying there was zero, but that's where the MAHA movement steps in. That's the wild card. And they said that J.D. Vance should make it clear early that he wants RFK to stick around.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology and the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we are back, and it's, you know, we're coming up on year 249. We're in year 49 of our history. Next year, 250, and everyone's emphasizing that, and that's correct. But we should really talk about 1775, too, and a lot of great history books are coming out, including the next one. It's called The Honest Book of Presidents, The Men Who Shaped America. And joining us now is Alan Estrin. He is co-founder of Prager University and also the executive producer of The Dennis Prager Show. Alan, welcome. So I love the concept of this book, especially looking back on our history. What's your approach to The Honest Book of Presidents? Why honest?
Well, The Honest really, Brian, has to do with context. We really worked hard in this book to provide context for our readers, because this is the one thing that really seems to be missing from a lot of history discussion, especially when it comes to American history. You need, if you're going to understand these people, these men, our presidents, you need to understand what kind of world they were operating in. So The Honest Book of Presidents is we looked at the good, we looked at the bad, and we came up with our best assessment. And a lot of people are involved, a lot of mainstream, well-known historians, which I'm sure you're familiar with as well.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of things that I love. Did you point out that James Monroe is the most underappreciated, in my view, of our founding fathers? He was just around
absolutely
everything between fighting wars, between working out peace deals, Louisiana Purchase. Can you go through that for us?
James Monroe is a true American hero, one of our best presidents, and lived one of the most remarkable lives in American history. First of all, as you know, Brian, he was a key person in the Battle of Trenton. He was like 19 years old, had Washington asked him to secure a road into Trenton. Now, Trenton was a key battle in the Revolutionary War, and Monroe was right there. He was wounded, badly wounded, and he should have died. And by, you could say it was luck, you could say it was a miracle, a doctor came by where he was lying and saved him. This was just the beginning of Monroe's life. He goes on. He was a major player in the War of 1812. James Madison, who was a brilliant guy but not a great war president, really depended on Monroe to run the War of 1812.
He got rid of Secretary of War Armstrong after he made some terrible decisions, including allowing Absolutely. Washington to burn.
Yeah.
And he took his Secretary of State and said, I want you to be Secretary of War, too. And one of these great moves was to call Andrew Jackson and let him get into the fight, because Jackson didn't know anybody. He got a great militia, great fighting spirit. But he's like, yeah, you could fight. Well, go ahead. Let's do this. And he knew enough to give other great leaders a chance to shine.
One of the things about Monroe is that people kind of tend to think that he was a protege of Jefferson and Madison. It's true. He was very close to those guys, but he was his own man. He was definitely his own man. And in fact, Madison and Monroe differed very substantially on the original Constitution. It was Monroe. I mean, in addition to all the other things he did, he was one of those people who pushed for a Bill of Rights. And he wasn't happy with the original draft of the Constitution.
So interesting, because I think, was it Jefferson that was against the Bill of Rights, thought it was unnecessary?
I don't think it was Jefferson. I mean, I think it was Hamilton and obviously Madison. They didn't think it was necessary. If it wasn't mentioned in the Constitution, obviously they considered it a right. But people like Monroe and Patrick Henry and others said, no, you gotta put this in there. And Madison was wise enough to recognize, I'm going to have to do this if we're going to pass the Constitution.
So, you know, we talk about Washington. I was just at Mount Vernon. It gave a speech fair the other day. It's an amazing place. If you have not been there yet, although they're still rehabbing it a little bit, some construction. But, you know, why was he the indispensable man? Just when you think, you pick up Washington, you're going to read it, and now you're going to find, oh, he wasn't who they told us in fourth grade or eighth grade or 12th grade, and that's not who they portray on this guy lives up to the hype. The more you dig, the more impressed you become. Is that how you found him?
Oh, no question about it. I mean, and there are so many Washington stories, so many key moments in that early American history where he plays such a pivotal role.
And that's why he's known as the indispensable man. He really is.
The indispensable man.
And he was recognized then and for that generation. At the time, he was looked at.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they knew at the time, if it wasn't for Washington, this whole thing wouldn't have come together. You can't name an important moment in the first, beginning with the revolution and obviously the winning of the revolution and then the construction of the country after that, in which Washington is just not there at a key moment. He's always there. The indispensable man was a term that came up very early, and it's absolutely true.
And Alan, there's very few people that just everyone can agree with, oh, that's a great man. And you have people like Jefferson and Hamilton and Madison. Oh, that's the guy. There's nobody like him. He should be president. Oh, there's nobody like him. He should lead the army. And there's nobody like him because he's so selfless. He is the original guy who understands this is service. This isn't about your power, to being a power hungry leader. And he walks away. He really did not want to leave Mount Vernon and come to New York and become president.
No, I mean, you know, there's that famous story about the American painter Benjamin West painting King George III. And King George III asks West, what is Washington going to do after the war? And West says, well, he's just going to return to his farm. And King George is reported to have said, well, if he does that, he's the greatest man of the age. And he was, Brian. He was truly the greatest man of the age.
Right.
And there were so many great men at that period.
You know, it's so interesting. Diving into Washington, too, he didn't have the easiest childhood. You know, his dad passed away. His mom was really tough, had a rough life herself. Impossible to please, right? His older brother was a great mentor, but he was rarely around. And he was always hesitant because the people around him were much more higher educated than him. He had a different type of education. So he had his mild insecurities too, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, another famous story is that he wanted to join the British Army. They turned him down.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
They just assumed that if you were an American, a Yankee, that you couldn't be as good as a Brit, and they were wrong.
So one of the things that you go out to, you show, is that Lincoln thought the South was bluffing. Now, even though they left the Union before he even got to the White House, he thought that they could be brought back in. He thought that they would never actually leave. Can you bring us back to that mindset?
Well, it's yes, and that is absolutely the case. I mean, you had the Missouri Compromise in 1820. You had the Compromise of 1850. The South had a habit of constantly threatening to leave. And as far as Lincoln was concerned, look, there only a relatively small percentage of people owned slaves in the South. And he thought this was just another bluff, and that he could talk them out of it. And he was wrong. It had just gone too far.
And a lot of people were mad at Lincoln because, you know, he ran on, we're going to eliminate slavery. When he got there, he made a deal with the South. He goes, look, keep your slaves, just come back. And then people like Frederick Douglass were incensed. It's like, well, you ran on getting rid of the slaves. But what was his objective? Keeping the country together first. And then we'll worry about that second. And they didn't want to hear it by the time he got there. Plus, this new guy, no one knew him, and nobody in the South voted for him. Kind of a split ticket situation, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, he wasn't on the ballot in most, if not all, of the Southern states. No, Lincoln wanted his goal was to hold the Union together. And if it meant we keep slavery at that point, and he said it. I'm okay with that. The Union cannot split, but the South had gone too far. They could not come back, and then they faced Lincoln's wrath and the North's wrath, and obviously it was a horrible conflict. But he saved the country, which is why he's always ranked as one of our greatest presidents.
So one of the most mild-mannered presidents. But people know him because of his fiscal responsibility as Calvin Coolidge. How did that play into the success we had economically in the 20s, the roaring 20s?
Well, Calvin Coolidge, a personal favorite of mine, the man who governs least governs best. That was really Coolidge's theory. He believed in the American people. He believed if he could get the government out of the way, the economy would thrive. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. And did he go two terms? Or you go one?
Well, he went, he sort of went 1 3/4 because Warren Harding died suddenly in San Francisco early in his term. By the way, I would mention, as long as we're talking about Warren Harding, there are all these guys that, you know, usually don't get mentioned like Harding. Harding, I think, is very much an underrated president. I mean, he was coming after Wilson. People had had enough of Wilson's socialism, and Harding ran on his slogan was normalcy. Let's return to normalcy. And Harding did exactly that. He returned the economy to the American people, to American business.
Yeah.
And had he lived, I think he would have had a good presidency. He did have problems. There was some issues with corruption in his administration, but it's really been blown out of proportion.
Bill Clinton, the luckiest president, you say. Why?
Well, he was lucky because when he came into power, China was not a big issue. Obviously, the Soviet Union was gone. There was the internet was just beginning to blossom. He had no major conflicts to deal with. The world was was a moment when the world was like more at peace than it had been in a long, long time.
Yeah, and the economy ended up good. He ended up, famously, we always play it, when he talked about the deficit being zero. We had no deficit because he actually did a deal with Republicans.
That's absolutely correct. And Clinton was a pragmatist and a moderate. And in retrospect, certainly as it comes to the economy, Clinton did very well. He obviously was someone who couldn't get out of his own way. And unfortunately, his presidency is really known for one, let's call it, bad act.
So Gerald Ford, you say, sacrificed his presidency to save the country from national suicide. And are you alluding to that he pardoned Nixon?
Yes. Yeah. He nobody wanted him to do it. His advisors didn't want him to do it. Obviously, the press, who hated Nixon, they really wanted Nixon to go to jail. They didn't want him to do it. And the fact that he said, no, it's better for the country, let's get past this, the nightmare's over. And he was right. He was right. It cost him his presidency. You know what also hurt him was that skit. I mean, you may be too young to remember this. The skit on Saturday Night Live where they constantly referred to Ford as a bumbling kind of buffoon.
Chevy Chase.
Yeah, yeah. And the fact was Ford was probably the greatest athlete to occupy the White House. The guy led Michigan to a national football championship in the 30s. But he stumbled off the plane one time and they caught it. And Chevy Chase made a whole routine out of it. And that and the pardon really what hurt Ford.
And think about it too, Alan. He still almost won. All the corruption involved with the Nixon situation and how it just the whole country was obsessed with it. Ford never was running on a ticket. He was named. He was picked from the House to replace Spiro Agnew. He becomes president.
Right.
He is the ultimate definition of accidental president. And then he still almost beats Jimmy Carter.
Right. Gerald Ford was the only president ever to never get one vote.
Yeah.
Because so, Brian, a point I'd love to make about this book, that it's a series of biographies. Obviously, it's biographies of all the presidents, but we wrote this approached this very intentionally. We wrote, this is a biography of the United States of America. Every president is involved in whatever the biggest issue is of the day. It doesn't matter whether you're Franklin Roosevelt in the middle of World War II or you're Chester Alan Arthur and you're another accidental president and you're dealing with civil service reform. Whatever the major issue is, it goes through the White House. So when you read this book, it's a short history of the United States of America. So it's really in essence two biographies, biography of all the presidents and a biography of America.
Love it. Alan Estrin, thanks so much. And to everybody that put the book together, The Honest Book of Presidents, get it wherever you're comfortable getting books. I download them all. So this way I can highlight them and I can always refer back to them. Alan, thank you. Appreciate it.
Brian, pleasure.
Absolutely. Back in a moment.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes and there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Attention retirement savers. A top U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risk just increased significantly. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's audienhearing.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
I'm Emily Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders. The evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather Updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I'm running for governor to make New York affordable and safe. We have seen decades of single-party rule led by Democrats, and Kathy Hochul is the worst governor in America. New York is the most unaffordable state in the nation, with the highest taxes, the highest energy bills, the highest utility bills. We also have a crime crisis because Kathy Hochul has brought us failed bail reform and has embraced the defund the police Democrats.
So that is Elise Stefanik making it official. She's going to run as a Republican against Kathy Hochul. Remember, Lee Zeldin ran. They said he had no shot. He lost by six, maybe a little less. She thinks she can make the difference. When I see the polling, Lee never led. She's up one or two polls. These are smaller polls, but the fact that she's close with coming from an upstate New York, I mean, in a predominantly Democratic state, you just saw what happened in the midterm elections, putting Zohran Mamdani in there. I think that helps her. That's more likely than independents will say, we need a counterweight. And they know how tough she is. They know how competent she is. Bruce Blakeman also told us yesterday, the Nassau County executive, that he might run. The one thing they have in common, both extremely have a supporter in the White House. President Trump really likes both of them individually and has said it publicly and privately. But what he does is he wants to get a win. And he will look at who has the best chance to win it? Because it's hard for me to think Republicans have enough money to have a brutal knockout, drag out primary and then go against a Democrat. Because when you have that primary, as you know, you find out the worst things about that individual and you expose them. And even if you win, like Dr. Oz barely beat Dave McCormick, by the time they were done, Dr. Oz was so beat up, he won by 1.5 points that he was really really susceptible to all the counterattack ads and a lot of opposition ads coming from the future Senator John Fetterman. So even though for the presidency, I think the best thing you could do is have a tough primary, I don't really think it helps when you have a tough primary when you're running for House and Senate. What do you think about that? Also, can't wait to see you in person, Fort Myers, Florida, February 14th, Valentine's Day, History, Liberty, and Laughs. Go to BrianKilmeade.com for more, and VIP opportunities remain. Also streamed on your favorite app, your favorite streaming service, Fox Nation. Brian Kilmeade Show.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
This Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 pre-slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at WindRiver. Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.